It is 9:09, Tuesday, September 10th, 2013. I'll call the Dallas City Council budget briefing meeting to order. To begin with, we'll have Mr. Kadane give us her invocation. I'll lead in the Pledge of Allegiance. All rise. I thought the office told me they'd talk to you. Okay. We're not pledging yet. We're praying for it. Good question.
Well, thank you, Mayor.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please guide us today. Let us do your will, Lord, in this room. Let each and every one of us do what your wishes would be, not our own. Let us guide this city to great heights and lead us that we'll do the things that all of our constituents want to see done and that will be your will. Keep us all safe from harm and evil. And thank you for all your many blessings. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, good morning to all. The purpose of today's meeting is to finalize the 2013-2014 budget amendments. The result of this work will be a straw vote taken at the end of our discussion that we give the direction to the interim city manager to put into our budget so we can take final action on the budget. There are two issues that need to be discussed today. One is the plan for the incremental revenue discovered through the McComas landfill private disposal action. Of $1.1 million that is incremental to the budget that had previously been shown. And then two, the use of funds of 3% in salary increases in the methodology that we do that. We'll separate those issues and we will talk about the use of funds for the $1.1 million that we worked on. I asked Mr. Allen to pull together the amendments by you all. Everybody did their job. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Allen, for doing that. And I think it's well organized and to understand everybody's thoughts on this kind of coming in. The city manager, I think, sent out a list of everyone's amendments, and there's several ways that were organized. One that I've been using is listed in order of the most support to the least support in these different amendments that were given. What I thought we would do to make this go as smooth as possible is the following. I read this yesterday and am going to offer up a straw man for us to take a straw vote about, but that straw man will be used as to amend from. And if for some reason we don't get enough coalition around that straw man early on, we can create a whole new one. But it's a starting point for our discussion. And I will explain to you how I got there, and then I'll show it to you. First of all, I want to make a comment on something that I said at the end of our last budget workshop meeting, and it was inconsistent with what I you saw that I kind of voted on with my amendment, if anybody looked at it closely. The question was sanitation outsourcing and the labor of the cost of putting outsourced labor into the city. I believe this is an important issue that we're facing as we get more revenue in the city. I still feel that it's important that we don't use outsourcing just as an excuse to keep our costs down, even though I think that's a good resource done correctly, but that we understand professionalism and careers and the like, and it's better for us to put that in. That being said, it's a complicated issue. There's contracts out there already, and frankly, the question is, when you start there, where do you end? And, you know, we've got to be very thoughtful about that. So I decided just not to put it in mind because as I talked to the city manager, we couldn't implement it probably till the end of this fiscal year anyway. We'd be well into the fiscal year. And I want us as a group to really understand what we do, and we're thoughtful about that as we go forward. So I've asked the city management office, the manager's office, to brief us sometime this year in preparation for the 2014-2015 budget so we can be a little bit more knowledgeable about this, and we're just not flippant, and we do it that way. So if someone says, well, you said something and you did something else, that's where I ended up on that issue. Just all I'll say on that. So what did I do? I looked at everybody's amendments and recommendations, and they fell into two camps. There were a few people that suggested that we put the money in city reserves or in a mayor and city council reserve account. I think that Ms. Hill, Mr. Kleinman, Ms. Gates were pushing or voted for us putting this back in the city reserves and not spending it, keeping our savings account. And myself, Mr. Callahan, Mr. Allen, suggested we put together a reserve account that we would have as a checkbook, and then we would, when council people would have projects, they would be brought to the city council, and if they got 8 votes, then we would spend that money, and that's the way we would do that. Whether we use that as a matching fund, there's a lot of different ways that we could do that, but those were two ways that we could do it. I still want to, we should debate the wisdom of both of those items, but I put those off the side. And I said if we didn't put them in reserves in some manner and we actually spent the money, what is the will of the council and how it best is spent when I look at this document? So my straw man was, I did the following. And let me just say this right now. What I'm suggesting is we review the straw man. Then we open up and everybody can advocate for anything they want to. I'm not trying to cut off any conversation here. I'm just putting something up to kind of structure the meeting, and then everybody can opine. What I did is that if anything got more than 7 votes, kind of a large group of people wanting it, I put it in the straw man. So there seemed to be some coalition around that. If anything just got 1 vote, it didn't get on, okay, in my straw man. So there wasn't any more than one person. There was a lot in the 3s and 4 areas, and then I kind of took and kind of compromised amongst those groups and figured out what an optimal number would be. So the straw man has tries to take care of the initiatives that the most people want, leaves off the outliers, and then has lesser funding for the threes and fours votes. Okay, just excuse me, Ms. Davis. And all those things are not exactly the way that people said. Someone might said 330 and I put 300 up. And because I was trying to match up to the 1,000,001, and I kind of backed into that number. So that's how I got that. Ms. Davis, go ahead.
I'm listening to you, and I respect what you're trying to do, sir. But I would think you would just let us all put our, even though somebody might have one, put it out there.
I want you to.
Okay.
We're going to let everybody do it. I wanted to tell you what I started with.
Okay.
And then we're going to, as I said, each person will kind of say, I like to spend, you know, another $25,000 on this or that, or I disagree with the whole thing, and I want it this way.
Right.
But I wanted to kind of get the as much alignment as quickly as possible in the meeting what I saw this. Excuse me, Ms. Alonzo.
Would they have copies for us?
Yes, we're going to show you that in a second. Before we get to I wanted to tell you the methodology.
And is there a continuation of what you're explaining? Because one of the questions that I was going to ask, as you mentioned, that, you know, whatever got a one, is it, did you, how do I say it? For example, on D and C, there's a number on C and there's one on D, but it's similar except it's
exactly. So sometimes some of these things, if there was one, were around arts, for instance.
Right.
And, you know, it might just be that we want to spend more money in arts in this area, and we might need to come back and break that out more specifically. So some of those things, you're right, were close allies to this. But the purpose of this is just to be a starter. With that, where's my AV folks?
Okay, we can put that up and do what?
All right. Let me just, now I've told you conceptually, so there seemed to be a lot of alignment around animal services, okay, both in line A and line G and H, okay, so I put $150,000 in on that. There seemed to be, the next one big thing was seemed to be this emergency home repair, minor repair for seniors. I think the lowest was 200 and the highest was 330. I put 280, which, by the way, when we get into that, Mr. Gonzalez needs to speak on that, but let's not get sidetracked on that right now. Three, there was a lot of discussion about arts, okay? Line C, there was 200,000 to 225, and as you said, Ms. Alonzo, there were some other lines that were in this as well about arts. So I put 220 there. Rec centers had only four, I believe. Okay, but. I'm trying to figure out what line it was. What is Rex? Which line is that? That's F. F. I thought there was. It's E and F. Thank you. I remember that. There's E and F. So there was a fair amount of that. Rec centers are one that I put the whole amount in because that was the amount that had 5 hours for 14 centers. Not that we couldn't have them for seven centers, but then the question is which seven centers we have. So if everybody wanted to get one center and get five more hours, that's the way we'd do it. The artwork, Octavia Medellin's artwork, there were seen before around that, so I put 25 in there. I will come back to that last one. TECO, a few people said there was a wide range of that, and there's an asterisk we need to talk about with TECO too. But I put 15 in there, and then I put a line in. There were two camps several votes for surveillance cameras and several votes for Grow South initiatives. Both were higher than I put in there with 100,000. I think they were in the 260 or something in that range, 300,000. So this was my best attempt at being Solomon, okay, and kind of saying a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and we compromise. As Ms. Davis says, she may just hate it all and want to, you know, put her own recommendation up. But I thought this would be a good start, place starter. What I was excited about was the notion that maybe the first three line items, okay, A, B, and C, which seem to have seven and more votes, we could kind of quickly say, do we all kind of agree with those things? And if we do, now we're working off the other 500,000 or whatever it is, and we can discuss this. This was my reading of what was out there and trying to make everybody's vote equal in this process. Mr. Atkins.
When Merrick, you know, ask your question, you know, if you look at A, you look at the vote on spray and neuter, we look at the call taker, 100,000, and we look at, it was be G and H, some was of 100,000, some were 262. So how do you
I combined the spay and neuter and the animal shelter down here, the call takers and operational cost.
Okay.
Because those were another 100,000 and okay. And then 262. So it seemed like there was a move to put a couple $100,000 in for animal services. You know, I cut it down a little bit and gave some more money to something else, but someone can make a motion to make that more.
Then, my next question would be on J and M, is that, you know, there was 265 for Grow South, and with the cameras, are you saying R, so kind of R Grow South, or are you saying combined? You said R, you didn't say
It was or. Okay, because I got to the end of it, this thing, and I realized that surveillance cameras and Grow South had not been included in that. And so I said, okay, we got another $100,000. So, you know, if someone liked this and when we could all vote on which way we wanted to go with surveillance cameras or Grow South, and we'd just go with the majority.
Can I just make a comment on
you know what?
Shall I wait?
Why don't you... If let's do the questions for clarification asked right there, okay? And then we'll, like, start opining, if that's clear. Do you have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
My question is you made a brief comment regarding reserves before we started this process.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we're really not going to discuss reserves at all.
No, I want to talk reserves.
But this will be completely banked by the time we get to the point
we can talk
reserves
at the first end. We can talk before this. I just wanted to
I feel like we should at least decide.
Good. I just wanted to put all my work out, and then we can discuss it. Mr. Cadane, you had a question?
Yeah. And I thank you because you answered the first one. That's not just spay and neuter.
No, it is.
That's what they need. They'll use those items for what they need. I think you designated a couple.
Right. That's
okay.
Right. Ms. Davis, question?
I got one more.
Oh, sorry.
Then on the cultural arts, you've got I down there for $25,000, which is also cultural arts, is it not?
It is.
So
it
why
was
don't,
specific.
Okay.
It seemed to be different than the grouping that the other ones were.
Okay, I was just thinking maybe putting them together.
Maybe we can.
Putting them together and designate in cultural arts what goes there, because I that was one of my big questions, was I have a signature park in White Rock, and the bathhouse was part of one of mine, which was a $38,000 deal. So maybe we could designate under cultural arts certain things that goes to.
Yeah, we can. We can do anything we want.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Ms. Davis, question.
Yes, ma'am. I was looking at our format here. That's on IDEA.
Mm-hmm.
With the growth side. Let me say first of all, I really would like to support the emergency home repair for mom repair for seniors. And I see we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Ms. Davis, can I ask, you're now starting to get into the what we want to support.
Okay.
I want to hear that, but I want to, if there's any questions about the process, I want to move on that.
Well, let me ask you, did you put the, and I must have missed it, did you put emergency model home repair on there?
Yes, it's the second line item.
Well, okay. Now, how much did you put?
I put, as I said, 280. There were some people that said 200. There were some people put 330 or something, and I put 280. So
okay, so right now this is just kind of a template to work from. But
exactly right.
But as we get started, after
we can do anything we want to it.
Okay,
that's
then.
What I said. This is a straw man for us to kind of do that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, question?
In regards to the Cultural Arts Program in C, if we could, where it says small arts groups and take away the with a 250 or less operating budget, because I think it should be...
We can do anything we want. We're not opining on that yet.
Well, see, and that's what I wanted to clarify, because what we submitted is for the groups in which what's...
Exactly right.
What are they called? The C? They have three acronyms. Right, if you put that. And exactly.
Well, we can do anything we want.
So we want to make sure.
Okay, all right. So any more questions? We all got, this is just a template we're working from. We can do anything we want. Now let's start debating and discussing. With that, I will give you, Mr. Kleinman, and we can talk about the wisdom of putting this in reserves, if that's what you're talking
about. Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that. And I would like to advocate for just putting money in reserves. I think it's important that we save for a rainy day, and I kind of wanted to give an example of what we're doing here. We take a bowl, and we take a budget. And the budget is...
He's going to give us candy.
The budget is $2.8 billion, and each M&M represents $1 million. That's what we're working with here. We can start filling this bowl up. Sorry, lost a million there. Sorry about that. I'm going to need a bigger bowl.
All we need is
I'm going to need another bowl. Yeah, come by my office. So, I counted these. This is about 2,800 M&Ms. Every one of them represents $1 million in our budget. $1 million. This is how much money the city is spending. This is how much money they're asking you guys to divide up. It's like they're throwing a lamb into a den of lions while they're building the Coliseum down the street. I mean, it's crazy. What I think we need to be doing is looking at, can we at least show a little fiscal responsibility, tell our constituents, look, we're going to save a little money, we're going to put it in reserves, we're not going to spend every penny we raise, and show responsibility. We want to be examples for our constituents. We want to show that we don't just run up the credit card. I'm not even asking for a lot. And I know a lot of people say, well, if that's just $1 million and all this, why does it matter? But why does one extra throwaway bag in the middle of a park, why does that matter? Or why does one dilapidated home in South Dallas that's turned into a drug house, why does that matter? Or why does one child who doesn't graduate from DIC, why does that matter? It all matters. We have to look at the little things. I really would like to encourage people to act responsibly, put it to the reserves where we can use it next time we have a recession. That's the challenge. When we had this last recession, it was hard. I know most people were around and here when they had to make those terrible budget cuts, but we did dip into the reserves. It kept that recession from being as painful as it could have been. Let's take a chance to put something away at this point in time. When I first started talking about this budget, when we first started talking about this, I begged this council. I said, let's keep the budget, the same budget we had last year. That was a $75 million request I made to this council. Then when we did the tax rate questions, I said, well, let's keep the tax rate, the effective tax rate, and not increase taxes. That, for me, was just a $17 million request. I mean, I felt like I'm compromising. Now I'm asking for $1 million. Just a million. I mean, I feel like I've come a long way with this council, and I'm getting nowhere. So, please, please, I mean, this is all I'm saying. Let's put this to reserves. Let's act like adults. Let's act responsibly and not just waste it on a couple little programs that will probably won't even be effective on. Thank you.
Hey, let's, why don't we stay, Mr. Atkins, let's stay on this topic, on reserves, and because it is a kind of a separate strategy. Mr. Atkins.
Lee, I appreciate your work and your M&M. And I don't think people is not like candy. And that's the difference. We, the citizens of the city of Dallas, we listen to our residents. In 2006, we did not listen to our residents. And we raised property tax because the city manager said, if we're going to have a big bond package, $1 billion, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars to do that. In 2008, we went there and we turned around. We took about $10 million out of reserve to balance the budget. And during the 2008-2009, we cut to the bone because we did not have a line item to make sure our city was safe to hire 200 police officers to get a 3-1 ratio. And if you look, in 2009, our reserve was $69 million. Today, our reserve is $100 million. So we have put back money for the rainy day. But if you're going to grow a city, just like your house or any other business, you're going to grow, you got to add amenities to your house. And those amenities, what we hear from the city, with our rec center, our library, and our potholes, and our Al Spray noodles, we need that. And so if you want to say that to yourself, and I went to, back in a couple years ago, Mena Town Hall meeting, the citizen said, take some of that money out and spend it and show us what you're doing with the money. I appreciate that one M&M worth $1 million. But if you spread it out over 1.4 million people, that's not that much money. But if you look at this right here on our budget, that you're going to take away spray and neuter, which I got a biggest problem in district 8 with wild dogs and loose dogs. You look at my district right now, I talk to Cato and I talk to many people. I get phone calls in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning said, teacher cannot go to school because of the wild dog out in front of the house. So if I take that away, I will be taking away that issue. Also with senior repair houses, seniors, I got majority of seniors in my district, over 65% of seniors who vote for me. They need that repair. If you take that away, those seniors that we done took away over $5 million every year for homestead exemption to save the budget. We take that away from the seniors every year. And we have not spoken about the seniors that we take away by the homestead exemption. Every year we promise them that we're going to restore that. We have not done it. Rec Center. We've been fighting about Rec Center for many, many years. We got people from the Port Board who was on Rec Center and saying, hey, without the Rec Center, when people cannot afford to go to the movies, whatever, they use our Rec Center as entertainment. Demolition. Demolishing this old housing and Dwayne Caraway, I thank you for doing that. We've been doing it for many years. We had the National Guard coming out, volunteer their time to put that money in there. So it's a time for the city to put money back in demolition to get that done. The cameras, I think, is very important. I think everybody agreed that we need surveillance cameras. Grow South, same thing. So you look at TECO, you look at all the program up there, and we put that reserve back, and I want, if you take a straw vote with the people who vote, the 1.4 million, I guarantee 80% of those people are more going to say, hey, put the money back there. And that's what I think. Thank you.
Thank you. We're asking people to talk about Mr. Kleinman's issue on reserves. Is that what you want to speak on? Mr. Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would take issue with MPD Atkins. If this council cannot reach a strong consensus, I'm not talking any votes, if we cannot reach a strong consensus on how to spend this money, I think we are much wiser to reserve it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Allen. Okay, we'll hold that then. We'll put you first in line, Mr. Kidane.
Thank you, Mayor. AC, I had a question for you. How many years in a row do you wish you had that $1,000,001 sitting in reserve?
Well, the needs that we've identified through the budget process go beyond this million in a lot of different areas, and one of them is reserves. So as it is right now, and I think we have spoken to it on a number of occasions, we're in a situation where we're coming back from a recession and having to restore and strengthen in a number of areas.
We have a reserve account now, right?
Yes.
And what do we have, $3 million in there?
Mr. Atkins just handed you my piece of paper. We have three different, we have a contingency reserve, an emergency reserve, and then we have our, we call it unassigned or undesignated fund balance. And those three together total about $100 million.
In our reserve now.
Right.
The about 100 is 91 million, and that's about a 33-day reserve.
Which you can use for whatever is necessary.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Well, I feel like, and I like the mayor's budget up there, so I think I would be inclined to try to see if we could move a few of these items forward and already have up front some things that we can put this money in immediately instead of waiting for it. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. You know, I want to add, too, you don't have to, it's not all or nothing either. I mean, we can, one idea is to we can have, spend some money and put some in reserve, too. So, Ms. Hill, Judge Hill, and I got you, Ms. Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Colleagues, I agree with Councilmember Kleiman and Councilmember Kingston. I had not thought of it in the terms you put it in, but I agree with your sentiment. But I absolutely agree that this money should be put in reserves. This is one-time money. It's a very, very small amount of money. And while we are beginning to come back from the recession and come to better times, we are not out of the woods. I think we ought to save the money. There are some things up there I like, Mr. Mayor, but basically I don't like this division. We discussed this at the end of last budget, and we said then, if there's any extra money, let's put it in reserve. I know there are new council members who weren't here when we talked about that, but I think that is the most prudent course, to save the money, to see where we are, say, in the next 12 months, and then make a decision. I absolutely would not want to put money into rec centers for just this year. How do you get back from that? That is that just this year. That's all the money is for. Where do you get that money from? How do you know you have that money coming in? So my vote is to save the money, all of the money. As I said, Mr. Kingston, I had not thought of it in the term that you said, unless there's an absolutely strong consensus. And when I say strong consensus, that means 11 votes to me for whatever it is we're doing. If we don't have that consensus, I agree with your sentiment. Let's put it in reserve. Let's save the money. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor. First, the vote around this council is 8-7. So strong or whatever, if it's 8, that is the majority. And we don't have to go and start trying to plot to get to 11. That is not the way the city council has operated, and it's not the way I expect us to begin to operate. It is 8-7, not 11. That's number one. Number two, as related to the reserve, what is the meaning of reserve? What is the rationale behind it?
So we have reserves for a couple of reasons, so that we can avoid borrowing for financing day-to-day operations, and also to plan for future needs, future potential revenue reductions, future unanticipated events.
Future needs. And you described three areas. What were those three areas?
So we have three. We have an emergency reserve.
That's what we had, a flood or something of that
nature. Right. The council would declare an emergency. And then we have a contingency reserve, which is...
What do we use with a contingency reserve?
So if...
What is
the meaning of contingency? So if there is an unexpected program that comes up during the year the council wishes to add to a program, we would use the contingency reserve. Sometimes when we have a runoff election, we access the contingency reserve. Annual. It's more of an annual and unanticipated event.
Unanticipated.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. What
and then the third one is just our residual fund balance in the general fund. And so those three items together.
Can you explain that last one to me?
So it's the excess of revenues over expenditures that is accumulated over the fiscal years.
And what are we to do with that just in case it's sitting there? So if something, if there was a need for it, what would those funds in this last one be utilized for?
So, for example, during the recession, okay. we spent that down a bit in mm-hmm. order to continue operations of the city. So we didn't have to make quite as deep a reduction.
Okay, so I can understand that. But I kind of like that second one that you mentioned. Now, let me just say that last year, I think, was the first year that we started with the school bus crossing guards. Did we apply that AC to the budget, the savings of the $1 million? And is this $1 million that we're spending significant to put to that to say because we're no longer paying for the school crossing guards? This is the $1 million that could be attributed that we're using today.
Well, that program resulted in savings, just as you said, okay. in terms of what we were having, and that was already booked in terms of our overall projection of expenses.
Correct, but we at one time were spending, paying for the school guards, but we are no longer paying for the school guards. So now that is a part of the savings, and that savings
yes.
was about how much?
1.4, I believe, something in that order of magnitude. But when we're preparing the budget, you're going to have some expenses that
right.
are going to be reduced, some that are increased in the reduction
correct.
That was, and they all are included in our overall presentation.
So if we did more of what we did with the school crossing guards, saving us $1.4 million from the budget, then because we're talking $1.1 million now, so we have to attribute, we can attribute that to that. Is that a possibility? Is that
well, it's. It has been already taken into account.
Thank you. All right, now with that, I will say that, saved, I think one of my colleagues said, saved the money, and I added on to it, saved the money and let the dogs still run free. And I go to what you're saying, Mr. Atkins. And in my district, there's a need, and we're saying we're going to put, if we're just talking $1 million, in my opinion, I'd like to take another $1 million from here to figure out how we're going to enhance code enforcement, because that's the number one thing we're talking about is code. That's the number one concern we're talking about, and we're under code, and we need to figure out a way to solve the code problems. Number two, we're talking about stray dogs. They are everywhere. These dogs, they're such a different breed of dogs that these dogs don't even have a breed. You can't tell if it's a German Shepherd or a poodle or what it is because they're so mixed of a breed. There was one dog the other day that wouldn't even get out the street. I had to go around the dog laying in the street. Okay, so there's a need for us to have and apply some additional dollars to the dogs. Then we're talking about the surveillance cameras, Mayor, and I appreciate you making that a part of it. But now we need to camera up. And here's an opportunity for us to say, okay, I agree that we should save. There's nothing wrong with saving. We should save. But while we're saving, we got a responsibility that we have to roll up our sleeves and protect when we can. And adversely to what we're talking about this putting this $1 million, I think we need to put another $1 million on top of it and solve the problem so that we won't have to deal with this problem next budget cycle. And if we have $100 million in reserve, we have convention center hotels. We have new ideas. We're bringing on FC Dallas. We changed the name to the Cotton Bowl and all these great things. Then we need to protect the citizens. And the citizens should not know that we have $100 million, Mayor, and that we're going to keep it in reserve, council members, and we're going to let the stray dogs continue to take over the neighborhood, let the boarded houses still be there, let the neighborhood still go unprotected without cameras. Had we had cameras, would we be dealing with, and thank you, Chief Brown, for all the work that you all have done with the police department, but had we had cameras on the corner of Lago and Spring Avenue, maybe we would have seen something. But it took a McDonald's camera in Garland to identify this guy's car. And we don't have it. And we ought to just be able to look forward and look ahead and say, and I'm closing out here. But that's just where I am. And as far as the small arts, I think that we should look at that amendment change that you talked about, Ms. Chipperfield, and where it is stated that it's 25%, that it should be, and I'm for putting forward some type of amendment that will protect the smaller arts groups that will say 25% up to. You know, just add an amendment that would say 25% of the whatever that was you explained to me yesterday, but up to a certain amount of dollars. Because these people and these arts groups are very significant to these small communities, to these small neighborhoods that will never have a chance to even know how to come downtown to get to the arts district or some of these other new museums and opportunities that are here. We have to protect more of the small people and do small things. And my colleague, y'all said that laugh all you want. I know you're laughing at something. I probably don't say it. I don't care. I see you laughing. That's all there's to it. But here's the deal. I'm for the little bitty people. I'm for a straight 8-7 vote. Majority rules here at the Dallas City Council. That should not even ever be challenged again publicly. Never. Because it sends the wrong signal that we must have some type of a quota to make it look significant. That is the worst thing that we need to be labeled with here at the Dallas City Council. Mayor, I'm going to close. I'm talking about dogs, cameras, code, the significance of it, and we need to find a way to make sure that we do even more than what we're talking about. It don't make sense for us to let our citizens suffer, and we have the money to take them out and change the better quality of life for everybody in this city. Now, y'all come go with me on the weekend, and just when we get through, anybody want to get in the car, we'll ride over there. I'll show you 30 dogs in just one block area. And now we're either going to leave the dogs there or do something about it. Hire the animal control people, more of them, put more people like that on the street, clean up these boarded houses, tear down these houses, clean up our neighborhood. Then next year, I'm for doing whatever y'all want to do. Let's save it. Let's figure out how we can get some more money and spend some this year, and let's save it next year. I'm for that. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Oh, and the amount of I was asked to ask this, Lizard. What is the balance for the correct the balance amount, $100 million to $90 million, on reserve? Oh,
so the total is just short of $101 million.
Okay.
AC said $90
million. No, I misspoke. The 91 that I was referring to is the 33 days.
Let's be clear about it. Put that in a complete sentence.
Okay. So the total of the reserves is about $101 million. It's 33 days worth of expenses. We look at it in terms of days worth of expenses. The $91 million number is 30 days worth of expenses.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mayor, so much. Well, first of all, let me ask a question about the $101 million. Now, as that money grow and grow and grow, what do, like in this budget here, will we put any money into reserve from this budget process?
This budget increases the contingency reserve by $400,000, but otherwise does not increase the reserves.
But it will increase something.
The contingency reserve.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, as that money grows, what's the anticipation as the economy gets better and it grows, then what do we do with that money as it grows?
Well, as the budget grows, we need to grow our reserves kind of in conjunction with it, because it is looked at in terms of percent of the budget, so it does kind of need to stair step up a little bit.
Let me ask you, who makes the decision to put the money into reserve and what amount? Do the council make that decision, or does it come from a city manager?
It's a recommendation from the city manager.
Okay, so there's a recommendation from the city manager. Do the city manager go to the mayor or the council and say, this is what we're going to do?
If I might, as Gene just stated, the budget presentation represents the city manager's recommendation to the council.
Okay.
It has all these projections of revenues and expenses.
Mm-hmm.
It represents a balance of what we perceive as likely to occur, but not necessarily. We can't predict the future totally,
but
so we have some reserves.
I understand that. I guess what I'm asking.
But ultimately, it's the council that approves it.
So we can. So the city manager will go to the mayor or Mr. Allen, and then they get back with us and say, okay, this is what I'm suggesting to put in to these reserve accounts that we have. Because I have not. I mean. I have not made a decision on, and I don't know, but I can't speak for my other colleagues, to say, okay, let's put a certain amount somewhere. I'm not understanding where the money comes from.
There has been part of the conversation on when we've talked about the budget, about the reserve amounts. There's
mm-hmm.
been questions that have been specifically
mm-hmm.
asked about it. We have supplied information in that regard. And again, it is part of the overall recommendation for you all to consider and vote yes or no.
Okay. So the money that's there now, it came from a straw polling of votes from us. That money that's sitting there now.
It is what is there now is the result of previous years voting on previous budgets to get it at the amount, and every time that we have had any sort of change, it has been presented to the council either at audit finance in terms of our monthly forecast of our expenses and revenues
mm-hmm.
And this budget.
Okay. I think one of the things I will be supporting, first of all, actually, let me thank you for finding this money for us. It wasn't $1.8 million. Now it's $1.1 million. What happened to the $700,000?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Well, the letter that I got the first time, it said we had $1.8 million.
If somebody can help me with that.
And I have the letter here.
Right. So, let's see. There was $1.08 million.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And part of the revenue is coming from tipping fees
uh-huh.
at the landfill.
Right.
And when we put garbage in our landfill, then we have to pay a corresponding fee to
the
Texas
Commission. That's not a question.
The
question, she misunderstood. It's $1.08 million, not $1.8 million.
Well, it was.
Right.
Was it $1.08 million?
The revenue is a little bit higher. Part of it we need to allocate in expenses to the sanitation.
Guys, we're talking past each other.
Okay.
What was the original estimate for this amount?
Now, I have a letter that was sent out to all the council members. How much was it?
$1,100,000.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that was the amount?
Right. And so $70,000 of that,
uh-huh.
we need to set that aside for the sanitation department to pay fees to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Okay.
And then so the remainder is what is available to make amendments.
Okay. I think, first of all, I will be supporting that we move forward with our straw man votes. And the reason I will be supporting the conversation is because, as Mr. Carraway has mentioned, there are still coal problems in our city. And the other thing, we still have some dumping. Dumping has become extremely, not worse, but it's some problems in District 7, for example, especially South Dallas proper. I don't know, AC, why people are coming into certain areas and dumping. They're just dumping. for whatever reason. So we still have to deal with those problems as well. I'm excited to see that we have some money to kind of play with and do some things with. I think the citizen, they deserve, the house, some uplift in their life, knowing that we got some extra money to kind of do some things to help our community. And this is the exciting part for me, to know that we can kind of come together as colleagues and talk about things that I think we all can agree on at the end of the day with this meeting in 100. And so I just think that this is good. I think it's exciting when you can go back and tell some of the seniors that we put a certain amount of money in for emergency home repair. I think it's exciting when you can go and tell the animal service that we're going to put some more money in for neuter and spay for the shelter. And I think it's exciting when you can talk about the arts and culture, that we can put a little extra money in to work with them. This is the most exciting part to me at the end of the day, when we can talk about adding more money to services that I think is needed here in our city. The other thing, I just wish that as we go through this process, for example, and there is a particular nonprofit that needs some carpet. So one of those things is, do we talk about it, or can you find the carpet for this particular nonprofit to help them out? The other thing, I think, is when we look at these small art groups, such as TECO, how do we work with them to make sure that they are not struggling all the time for certain revenues that they need? So I think this is good. I think this is the most exciting part of the budget for me, is to take these dollars and just kind of look at what everybody else wants to do with the money. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In my recommendation, I did put money in areas of where I've been hearing from constituents, in the cultural arts, the animal services, the spray and neuter, but I also saw the importance of the reserves. And I think it's really important. It's not – the reserves are what's protecting us from the future, so that we can pay in the future to have dogs and animals spayed and neutered and have arts programs. Because if we spend and spend and spend and don't save at all, and we lose, credit rating and some other things, it's going to cost us more to operate. $100 million, if it only represents 33 days, is not really in excess. Mr. Griggs and I just figured out that means we're spending $127,000 an hour to operate the city. That's a lot of money. So I think in the future, we need to look at ways that we can make sure we're operating efficiently. And so I don't think $100 million is excessive, and putting money towards reserves is something I think we should consider, even if it's just half the amount this year, or putting money, as the mayor, I know he hasn't discussed it, but he put it in an account that we could possibly leverage or decide as a council to spend. But it's not a huge amount. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but when you're talking about 33 days, that's not, I think the real question is, if are we spending $127,000 an hour efficiently? Now, this, I know I've asked this a couple times about the surplus, but if we have a surplus from this year's budget, will it not go into the reserves?
And yes, it
and
will.
Are we anticipating a surplus?
We have a small surplus. It's a little less than $4 million.
But we will be increasing our reserves with that then?
It would.
Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's incorporated into the number that I gave you.
Of the $100 million. Mm-hmm. So, okay, it's not on top of that. So it's in there. Okay. And with the expenses, I mean, I try to put things that were not operational. I know because some of the cultural areas or programming is it seems more operational. But I think it's important when you're looking at one-time expense, you don't want to, I'm concerned about, as much as I want the rec centers open, that when you spend one-time money on operations, it's anticipated that you're going to have to come up with the budget money for next year. So I think that's just prudent to us to consider that. you know, I think these things that we want to do, I think there are a lot of them are budget items for next year. But if we can help, especially those, the seniors right now with extra money, we're not guaranteed it's going to be there in the future. But helping those who can't help themselves, you know, obviously it's I think, the responsibility we have as a city. So. And then we can't promise it from year to year. But if we have the, if we can, you know, split the difference and take half of it and put it to some needed areas to make an impact immediately, I would vote for that. And but say I agree with Mr. Kleiman, Mr. Hill, and Ms. Hill and Kingston that you know it is. We're not talking. I mean, $100 million. It sounds like a lot of money, but when you're talking 33 days, it's not. It's needed. So that's all.
Thank you, Mr. Medrano.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let's see. When I first saw that memo, I knew that today was going to be pretty fun. So I actually didn't even want to come here today. But but I agree with Mr. Kleiman. Staff comes to us with $1.1 million and throws it in front of us and wants us to fight over it. It seems like that's what it was going to come down to, so I knew that. So what I try to do is I try to focus on items. Of course, I have places that I would want to put money in my district, you know, but I knew that we were going to work together, so I try to focus on something on things that were going to benefit the entire city or a majority of the districts. And so I focused on the recreation center for the youth, arts, seniors, and then animal services. But I also agree with several other of my colleagues that if we can't come to an agreement where we're trying to use this money to benefit the entire city, I can definitely support putting in a reserve as long as the reserve is the mayor and city council reserve. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Medrano. Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you for putting together this straw man. I've been through this two times before, and this is always a messy process at the end, as Councilman McClyman said, and I think it was our last retreat when we had that dinner, and Ann Margolin brought up just her, made those same remarks about how messy this process gets at the end. And I'd say the biggest concern about putting this in the reserves is as programs come up, if the council affirmatively and knowingly puts money in the reserves, they're going to take money out of the reserves. And so that could end up being a Pandora's box, especially if it's a spend council bringing up that right now we're going to put money in, then when are we going to turn around and take money out? So that would be my concern with this council. And I do support going forward with spending these money in these programs. I think if we don't, the opportunity cost is just too high this year. These programs need the money. These programs have a multiplier effect in all of our communities, particularly in Oak Cliff. So I'm a supporter of putting this money into action. And at the end here, this is always a small amount of money that we're talking about. As Councilmember Gates said, $127,000 an hour we're spending. And then if you think about that, it means every citizen, we got $1.2 million. We're taking out about 10, 11 cents out of every citizen's pocket per hour. And so in this budget, when we go through this, since this represents, we've already spent over an hour on this, this represents just over 8 hours worth of money for running this city. Our time, if we can, in future ones, get in discussions on finding other places where we can get some real savings with this council debating it from a policy perspective is where I'd want to be. Since one of the strongest ways we've been able to run this city were the conservative numbers we always received from management about how much money we would have, and management wisely putting money into the reserves and keeping that cookie jar just out of our reach. And so my fear about putting this money into the cookie jar is for this council to put this money in the cookie jar. The cookie jar is now in our reach. And that's been one of the big, I think, pros of how we've run this city. But then on the other hand, one of the big downsides has been when you throw out not even a whole cookie to us, just a crumb, we all fight that crumb. And we just fight over it. And over 8 hours, and we've spent, I think last year we spent 4 or 5 hours arguing about 8 hours worth of money. So those points are well taken. So, but this discussion is always always, as my colleague Adam Adrano said, unpleasant. But I'm in favor of not putting this into the cookie jar, because then the cookie jar is in our reach, and I think we're going to go back to it. So thanks. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Just a couple of points. First of all, I don't think anybody should vote for anything that they believe is a waste. Okay, so, and I'm not going to vote for anything that's a waste. And I think that's just the way we around the city council are. And we've got now one person's waste is another man's treasure. Okay, but just philosophically, that's important. I also believe that, you know, these discussions, like Ann said, it can be pretty wild at the last minute. Guys, it is not the city manager's fault, though, okay? We have had four or five city council meetings on budget, big budget items. We can argue, we have plenty of time to argue for the big stuff. This started in May, so we've had a lot of input. Somehow we don't feel empowered to get our hands in the middle of that the way we need to. So we've got to figure that process out, because this is my third time in doing this, and I'm sitting in each of our meetings, and we say, is there any input, or is there any questions, and everybody's kind of quiet, and suddenly when it's like a small amount, everybody gets engaged. And so either we're in agreement with how we're all spending it, okay, which I think we are, or somehow we're not facilitating that dialogue correctly. So I don't think anybody's throwing us a cookie crumb here. This is real money that shows up. We might want them to stop forecasting so conservatively in the future, maybe, you know, because this happens every year. We seem to always, you know, come a little underneath the budget. Maybe we want to start the thing where we argue about where we're going to cut at the last minute as opposed to where we're going to go. I mean, I'm throwing out different alternatives, but my point is that we have the opportunity to be engaged. So what I would suggest here is to take this in pieces. Mr. Kleiman has laid out an idea, okay, that I think deserves a straw man vote, okay? And, you know, do we want to take the entire $1,000,001 and put it in reserves? That's really what he suggested, all right? So a show of hands for those people that want to do that. All right, so we have two people, all right? So that didn't kind of get the enthusiasm that he was wanting, so we'll put that off the side. Now the question is, what do we do with the $1,000,001? Now we should talk about that. Mr. Allen, you were first on that.
The, you know, I believe it was last May, I made a comment to the city manager at the time that I hope we didn't have to have this same situation again, because last year it was $300,000 and this year it was $1,000,001, and spend it. You know, because we do discuss it starting in January. So don't make us go through this whole exercise. And when I saw it, I was irritated. Particularly now I see a list of what we're supposed to spend it on. So I'm irritated. But I kind of get past that irritation point to the fact you're exactly right, Mayor. It is about conversation and having that type of conversation. And so I got past my irritation. And once I got past it, I started looking at it and looking at it from, well, this is $1,000,001. Dadgum, it's pretty cool. And then I got to thinking about it, and I got the, you know, all we're talking about is doing things better, doing good better. And then how do we leverage this money? Because, you know, same old thing, we're going to come here, we get 1 week to put something together and come up with these ideals, and quite frankly, it's a knee-jerk reaction. How many animals we're going to look at, how many seniors, I don't know, how many seniors, homes are we going to do, what's the average price, I don't know, who's going to look on the culture thing, you know, who's going to get what, it's never enough, I don't know, recreation centers, how many people are we talking about, I don't know, knee-jerk reactions where I'm going with this. then it gets back to what we've learned and we know is how do you leverage your partnerships? How do you leverage them in this great city? How do you go out and start to leverage this $1.1 million? How do you turn it into $2.2 million or even more? How do you do that? That's really the smart decision. We don't have to spend this money today. We don't have to spend it today. Our office accounts that we have, we spend them throughout the year. And all I think maybe if we wanted to really think about it and leverage this money, maybe let's just set this aside for 60 days, allow it to come to budget, finance, and audit, to come up with and maybe talk with our other partners that are out there. Community Foundation raises hundreds of millions of dollars. Community Foundation. The Dallas Foundation, United Way, Catholic Charities, the list goes on. But how do we match this money? How can I go out there and with my dogs? There's people out there that are passionate about those. And how do I take $150,000 and maybe turn that into $300,000? Matching funds is what I'm talking about. A process that really gives us some thought. How do I do my emergency with my seniors? How do I put that up on a center stage? Maybe through conversation, I put it on the stage. I tee it up. Maybe I get some PR. Maybe the newspapers write about it. And out of these folks in Dallas, Texas, that their hearts are this big, they reach into their billfolds and they say, all right, Dallas, you put up so-and-so, we'll put up such-and-such. And we start raising some more money. So I'd like to be able to basically just for a little 60 days set it aside, allow, and then we will be back with recommendations from budget, finance, and audit. That money won't go away. You will have access to it. You'll still have the 8 votes that want it. If whatever you want to do with it, it's not. We're not saying take the $1.1 million away. We're saying, no, let's just give us an act time. Let us talk about it at budget, finance, and audit. Let us see if we can leverage this money to get exactly what you're seeing right there. But give us that opportunity just for 60 days to come back and say, can we turn that into 2.1, 2.2? And if we haven't, you still got your money. You still got it. Just asking for that opportunity, Mayor. It's all matter.
Okay, so Mr. Allen's got another recommendation on the table, and that is to not allocate this $1.1 million today, to ask budget and finance to come back with a way that this money would be spent and or leveraged that we would take action on in a separate manner. If I am characterizing your recommendation correctly, right? All right. Why don't we stay on that for a second? Anybody like? Yeah, Mr. Atkins.
Jerry, question to you that we do have a list of line items that the council is going through with this $1.1 million. And that menu could change completely in 60 days. So what I would suggest, Mary, if we're talking about leveraged money, I think we should find the menu, vote on the menu, then go to leverage the money on the menu that which we agree on.
And I have no problem whatsoever because my whole goal at the end of the day is basically a mindset of how we work with our partners that are out there that we do have, quote, newfound money. How do I leverage it? And when it comes to the culture, the arts programs and stuff that I have so much need for and that can turn around and they come to me and they've got X amount and we're going to match it. We're going to do this. We're going to come up with a collective way of doing things. Cameras, great example. Better Dallas, Save for Dallas. $300,000 from TI that they got for money from them. How do we leverage that? How do we think through this? And as a team, how do we come up with? I'm exactly with you. You pick out what you want. Give us this opportunity to sit and get with these nonprofits and see if we can't double it.
Okay.
Mayor, I'm...
No, that's good.
That's what I heard.
I was going to ask a question, and let me just go ahead and ask the question in a pointed fashion. Would you bring back this list if it wasn't leveraged? I mean, if...
Yes.
You know, so item, whatever it is...
Say, for instance, we had no... Say we had no interest in item number A, and it, then... But item number A would still get the $150,000.
Gotcha.
And, you know, we might come up with a situation where maybe it was. And, again, I'll do whatever the council wants to do. My whole desire is the understanding of leveraging money and how we double our money. It would be nice if we did have a little extra cushion, say, you know, some money there that we could also be able to come back and say, looky, looky, looky. Because I want it to be where the council has that ability to come back in maybe even 6 months from now, and we still had money in our savings account, our council account, and they raise their hands and say, I really need that money. Because I remember Councilman Davis, when they came, was it about 6 months ago, and they needed, some of them needed $10,000 or $15,000. But if we could have that money available, and they could make that decision. So,
thank you for answering that. Questions? No, I'm on this issue, you know, because I like it. Mr. Kleiman.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. I think first and foremost, I do want to apologize to my colleague, Mr. Carraway. I meant you no disrespect. With regards to this question about a mayor and council discretionary fund, which I think is more appropriately calling it than reserves, I really do like the concept of leverage. There are many programs in this city that I don't necessarily agree with, but because they have brought a partner to the table and the partner brings money to the table, I go along with them, and I think that is one of the best ways to show support for programs and programming that maybe I don't get or I don't understand. But when a partner comes to the table with money and asks us for money, I think that's a lot stronger than someone coming to our council and just asking for a handout. So I support this initiative. It's my last initiative failed, but I do like the direction you're going with this and strongly support the leverage component to it. And it's virtually a grant program with matching grant money, and that's good. Thank you.
Other thoughts? Question, Mr. Kingston?
You're staying on the ground.
Yes, I am, if you don't mind.
To have a short amount on that.
Please.
Let me clarify a couple of things for my colleagues, because I get the sense I wasn't clear before.
Mr. Carraway, did you want to talk about this? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was something else.
Is that coming from you?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Because I don't ever want to do that. It's a dangerous place to be. My comment about consensus was I fully anticipate we will reach consensus. And we have worked hard in the last week or so on building consensus, and frankly, I'm very appreciative of this straw man proposal that you brought to us, Mr. Mayor, that I think you did about what I would have done. My point was, if I think we need to work hard to reach a big consensus today, and if we can't, we should reserve this money. What I'm saying, I'm aiming to incentivize our colleagues to work with each other, compromise, reach a consensus solution. This body functions best when it can reach a consensus. My comment, Mr. Allen's exactly right. We should leverage private partners. Some of this money that we're talking about in the straw man proposal is seed money, leverage money. Mr. Medellin's stained glass windows are not going to be saved with $25,000. There are groups already starting to raise money for that. My concern about Mr. Allen's proposal is that it does not avoid the cookie jar problem. And what we have been doing in the last week is evaluating each of these programs in relation to all the others and viewing the total amount of money we have. If we string that out over a period of time, we will lose that consensus in terms of how we wanted to divide up this money. I think we're at the point of making a political decision today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston. We'll have Ms. Carraway and then Ms. Callahan.
Thank you, Mayor.
And Jerry, thank you. I appreciate that. That's somewhat moving toward a compromise of being able to further it and do it in the right direction as we've been working for the last 6 years collectively. You've had good ideas financially, and I can agree with that. However, and I'm going to agree with a few things. One, I just have a problem, Mayor, and to the council, putting the citizens on hold. I can go with what you're saying, but I think that it's very important that we understand in this discussion that we're putting the citizens on hold. Now, Mr. Kleinman, thank you. I want to say that we have a good relationship, so thank you. But to say the whole thing, we've already dealt with that. And what you're saying is, let's take a look, and let's come back, and let's do. I can deal with that. But Mayor, the message that I have and the feeling that I have, one, I'm very disappointed, and I'm kind of let down. I'm disappointed, and I'm let down that it does not feel that we have the interests of all of Dallas. If I go over on Preston, if I go over on Markenburg, if I go to Lake Highlands, if I go to East Dallas on Mercedes, any of those areas, you will not go and find 10 stray dogs running in a pack at all. And what we're saying is that this is occurring. And these are things that are happening. And for us to say, okay, we're going to put the citizens on hold, Mayor, and allow them to continue to live around these types of environments, and we're scuffling over this, it embarrasses me and it disappoints me that myself, and I'll speak for myself and my district, that my citizens have to endure this, and we have means of cleaning up our entire city. It embarrasses me that we have money and the need for surveillance cameras. And let me say this about the cameras to the folks that just got here, and I don't want to keep referring to you all that you just got here, but to my colleagues, I have fought for cameras for 6 years. Mayor, before you were mayor and before you got here, it has been my thing to fight for surveillance cameras. And we've now gotten to a point. I feel a great sense of victory because at least it's now being discussed, but it's taken 6 years to get to this point. And it should not take 6 years for us to get to certain points when indeed it's about cleaning up and bettering the quality of life for all citizens everywhere. There is a problem in the areas, and I'm speaking of illegal dumping. It's not, it may happen a time or two somewhere in the north, but it happens every single day, every 10 or 15 minutes in our area, and we do not have the cameras nor the people to go out there and to rectify and to enforce it. It would be different if you were to check any of our logs. I know of three of us because everybody doesn't have the same area, but I know in Tennell's district, my district, Callahan, and in your district and Carolyn's district, we have a severe, and Madrona, I got you, Alonzo, Monica R. Alonzo's district. We have a problem, and it seems that it is a problem that we are not willing to address. I know, Jerry, when it gets to your committee, and I'm putting it on hold to get to your committee, and then we would take that up. So I want to be a team player. But the mayor, the problems that we're having seem to be being overlooked and bringing about the right solutions. If we were to address these concerns that we're having now, the next 6 years that you guys are going to be serving here on the city council, you will minimize your problems and the concerns of cold, the concerns of illegal dumping, the concerns of dogs and stray dogs if we consider making the move now.
But if we fail to make this move now, then it is going to do nothing but increase. I mean, I can't, I'd love to take it to and to go. Let me get stay on point. Jerry, I like what I hear. I'm going to hear more of it. Mayor, I agree with, I'm willing to agree with what Mr. Allen has put on the table as it relates to let's go on and taking a look at it. But I do think as well that AC, that next year when we get into budget discussions, that we as a council, and this goes for Phillip and Keeman and everybody, Kleiman, that maybe the additional money, we should set it aside separately so we will not have to get to this point. Maybe that should become something to where we never, ever have to discuss this. Maybe we should say, Jerry, that any additional money in the future, Mayor, that we will automatically send to budget and finance, should we go along with this, and let that discussion take place for extra money, then we won't find ourselves lobbying and pulling at this particular point. I don't know that if we accept that this time, then maybe we should do that henceforth. But it has to be something. But just as representing as an African American that represents every citizen of all ethnicities in this city, and especially in my district, I'm fighting for every one of them. This is not a black problem when we see the dogs. It's not a Hispanic problem when we see the dogs. These are dogs, and I saw a pack of them run across Corinth yesterday challenging the traffic. This is everywhere we go, and my citizens deserve better. And I'm going to fight to the end to make sure that if there's money, if we need to hire more people to catch these dogs, let's catch them this year. And because we can't spray a noodle what we can't catch. Let me make sure we say that too. So we putting the money in the spray and noodle, but we get the ones that's running around here, they having more puppies on more puppies and more puppies. And if we're not catching them, then we're going to always be putting more money into neutering, so they're going to keep doing what they're going to keep doing and making more puppies, so we can't catch the ones that's out here doing what they are doing. Okay? So we have to kind of take a little broader look at the problem and get rid of this. How many seconds are there? Okay, 27. She's keeping up with it. I got Monica R. along to keep that. So I'm going to just stop right there. I think y'all kind of got my point.
Thank you. Mr. Callahan.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't want Councilman Carraway to feel like he's the Lone Ranger, so I'm going to play Tonto and just jump right in there. They're with you. I'm going to start backwards. I want to try to stay on point with what Councilman Allen's concept is. We've talked about that, and I like that concept. I think going forward, I think that would be a great idea. Perhaps each year we might allocate a certain portion of the budget for a matching-type concept for that. But I am going to support Councilman Carraway here. I'm one of the southern half guys. I just don't know if some of the other council people are getting this. I'm not even sure at times that management's getting it. You know, and we recognize that we generate a lot of money in this city, a record amount of money. It's great to live in Dallas, Texas, and be able to generate that kind of money. But candidly, I think we are spending too much, but I think perhaps many times in the wrong places. You know, we have a lot of beautiful, wonderful projects that are occurring, and generally in the northern part of the district, and I appreciate some of those things that are beginning to happen in the southern part. But I do agree with Councilman Carraway that we're not applying enough resources to solve our problems. It's just pure and simple. Again, as during my campaign, you know, everywhere I went, there's packs of dogs, 5 to 7 at every intersection. All the mothers are saying, my kids can't walk to school. They can't walk back from school. Seniors can't walk up and down the sidewalks. The dogs are taking over. And I hear loud and clear the spay and neuter crowd, and I think that ultimately is the correct answer. But that would be like I was telling my deputy chief, Coleman, yesterday, said, it would be as if saying that we all recognize to stop murder, we just need to get our parents and our churches and our schools to do a better job, you know. But the point is, while they're committing crimes and while they are committing murder, we have an obligation to society to put them away. So that's the same thing with the dogs and the cats. We've simply got to go get them. And we're just not doing a very good job of that, and I think we can do better. City is in a reactive mode, not a proactive mode. And I agree that, you know, probably an extra million, as Councilman Carraway said, would not even go far enough. I'm not sure $5 million would go far enough to solve this problem. But I will like to go on record, as he said earlier, I'm for the little guy. I'm for my district. I'm for District 5. I'm for trying to solve those problems. And we've been crawling out of this recession for, you know, the last 5 years, and we've had to make a lot of draconian cuts to be able to balance our budget. But whatever we have spent on these code issues, dog issues, is just simply not enough. I will go on record in the future, next year, at the next budget, I will go on record to put additional money over into the rainy day fund or the emergency fund. I think it's real critical to do that. I mean, I've said before, I'm a businessman. I run a business. I have a payroll every 2 weeks that I've got to find a way to pay for. And I know that there's only so much money. We'll never have enough money. But we certainly do need to allocate funds for that reserve because things won't always be rosy and bright. But I just don't think that we ought to do it this year. So that's where I line up. I could certainly compromise with Councilman Allen's request about maybe putting up to half of the money perhaps into a fund that we could do matching projects. This motivates interest groups to raise funds for their own to maximize the benefit to their group. But, you know, really, I know only talking about $80,000, if you divide it up amongst the 14 districts, that'd be about $79,000 and some change. But that money means a lot to our district. It means a whole lot to try to solve in these problems. It doesn't make any sense to tell, again, as Councilman Carraway very eloquently said, to take $101 million. We've got $101 million sitting over here in reserve, but we can't solve the crippling problems that affect our districts. It just doesn't make sense. It's a down payment to try to make an improvement in the welfare of the people that I represent. And they're the ones that put me here. They're the ones that have called me back home. So I'm going to support them. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Keller and Mr. Atkins. Ms. Grayson, you wanted to talk about this idea? Okay. Let's finalize this idea, Mr. Atkins.
Yes. AC, I guess a question to you, AC. When do we, the budget start, we're going to vote this budget next week, and when do we allocate this money to these departments to spend the dollars? When do we actually spend the dollars?
The budget year starts October 1.
Okay, so we'll spend those dollars October 1.
Well, that's when you say these dollars, what are you talking about?
If we have an extra $150,000 for ambulance service, the senior, the $280,000.
When do we start spaying and neutering dogs?
Right. Well, yeah. It is put into that department's budget October 1. That department would go through the process as, you know, their operation and start ramping up for additional resources for spaying and neutering, as an example.
Oh, okay, so Jerry, I understand what you said, Jerry, but I'm hearing two different answers right here. If we're going to leverage money, this $1.1 million, and again, I said the menu, if we got a menu which we need to vote on today and said this is what we're going to spend this $1.1 million on, so what is the difference that if we pass this $1.1 million, then go out and say this is what we're going to do is leverage money? So you're trying to say we need to put the money in the bank, then go talk to the people and say, here are the money we already got pledged to do this before we talk to someone who want to match their dollars.
Is that a question to me?
Yeah, of course.
Is all that money on October 1st, you going to spend all that money?
No, sir.
You're going to have some available 9 months later?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have about 10 months later?
Yes.
11 months later?
Yes, sir.
360 days later?
Well,
you're not going to spend it all at the same time, so you're going to spread it out. That's what you're going to do. You know, at the end of the day, really where I'm coming from on this is there's no question about, you know, I'm really just putting the ideal out for next year and the year after that, trying to let it start to soak in. Basically is it, because at the end of the day, it takes a while for it to happen. I will say this, though, at the end of the day, absolutely, you can double that money, you can get more attention for your dogs. At the end of the day on this thing, we got dogs out in my neck of the woods, too.
and stuff. We got dogs everywhere, so we take this. The monies that we're going to be coming from, those monies out there for, say, number K, that number K, if we double that match, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that money doesn't come out from Preston, off Preston Road and stuff, and double that money. That's where some of this money's going to come. But we're going to raise that flag, try to get this money to make that happen and do those things. One last thing as we move along, I'll just do an invite. I want to do a real quick invite to the Pool Dallas City Council on September the 26th, Thursday, at noon, from noon to 1:30. Federal Reserve Bank. And for us, some of us, there's 11 Federal Reserve Banks in the United States of America. Dallas is lucky enough to have one of them. It's a very important institution. Well, on that day, Mayor Castro from San Antonio is going to come to the Federal Reserve Bank, invited by the Federal Reserve Bank, to talk about innovative programs and resources at the City of San Antonio. Now, I invite the City of Dallas Council members to come. He might even talk about leveraging and such. So that's September 26th, Federal Reserve Bank. So I just, again, just kind of throwing that out as a deal.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mayor. I think one of the things, when I was a resource developer director for many, many years, going out trying to raise money, we continue to talk about, you know, these large institutions who will match our money. And one of the things that I find is that some of these large institutions don't understand some of the programs that we do. For example, if you try to go to a large institution and say match housing dollars with housing dollars, they don't understand all the components with housing dollars. One of the best ways to match dollars is the mayor. It's something about a mayor of a city where people like to engage money with him. But this city has a grant writer. Do you have a grant writer, AC?
Yes, ma'am.
And every city hall has a grant writer. So at the end of the day, AC, Jess, or whoever, just have to sit down with the mayor and say, what do we like to go and get additional funding through a grant writer? And so we have to decide what that is. All dollars aren't given because we think it's needed on a grant. This is most of our money where grant writers come in at are with federal dollars. Now, they do some with program dollars. So, this city has several grant writers. And so for us to say, well, let's take a part of the money and let's go out and try to match some of the dollars, being a resource developer for many, many years, those things are very complex, and they're not that easy to do. So, but Ms. Allen, I do think that we have to come up with something that will pique interest from those individuals who are talking about matching dollars. When we did the Margaret Hunt Bridge, there was an interest from that donor, and I'm pretty sure the city had to give and take something for them to give the type of money that they put into developing that bridge. So they're just not going to say, well, I'm going to give $1 million to the City of Dallas because I want to. They want something out of it. So that's just my two cents on it, Mayor. So.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. Let me I'm going to be supporting Mr. Allen's idea, but I still would want us to spend a little time going through this list to give that committee direction if the group wanted to do that. So let me throw out the idea, and then we'll take a straw vote on it, that we hold in abeyance the decisions on this.
On this?
Okay. Yeah, I got you. We'll hold in abeyance this budget, send it back to Budget and Finance. They would come back as soon as possible with a sense of how they were able to leverage this money and prioritize a recommendation for us to allocate that money.
45 days.
Okay, 45 days. A show of hands in support of Mr. Allen's idea. Okay? Yes.
You're saying that we decide this today, and then we go to
I said that we're talking about a process, and then after that process is over, if we want to send it back to him before we finalize it, we would discuss these items and give him more direction. Okay? Now, today, right now. Okay? All right.
How does your idea affect the final passage of the budget on September 18th?
The budget would include the $1,000,001, okay, and it would put it in a reserve account to be finalized later because he's not going to spend it October 1.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. That.
With Scott. With the understanding, whatever we come up with, I might not. Again, if we can't leverage $150,000, we can't do it, but we still get the $150,000. It's basically bringing the groups together, all the nonprofits, a lot of that, and having the nonprofits come in and having these conversations, which we've been teeing up behind the scenes, by the way.
Thank you. Just a clarification question. So you're proposing, Mayor, that we go ahead and we discuss this and we vote on it, and then it's also going to budget finance just to see if budget finance on it can leverage what we approved today?
Okay, let me say that once again, okay, because I wasn't clear on one point that I think is confusing people. We would, if there was enough interest in this idea, we would hold $1,000,001 and give it to the Budget and Finance Committee to do its work. I'll come back to what that work is in a second. After we do that, we would go through this process that we're going through and saying, look, we want to spend more money in cultural arts. Okay, that's not enough, Jerry. All right. We would try to give him some guidance on that. He would then go and he would then try to leverage that money. And if he can't, or if he does, he would report back to us. At that point, we would take a final vote on how it's going to be spent, okay? But we're not going to commit, we wouldn't commit the dollars till we found out if the community wants to support spay and neutering, because if they don't, maybe we don't want to support it. So that's the idea that is laid out there.
Scareway.
Mr. Griggs has still got it.
Just to clarify your idea. So your proposal is we vote on Mr. Allen's proposal. If that passes, would that end the discussion today, or would it continue?
No, we would still continue.
So we still continue, and we have the
yes.
debate, and then we're going to bring this back, and after it goes to Budget, Finance, and Audit, and have another debate. So we have two debates.
Well, hopefully we would have less of a debate the second time,
hopefully.
Because he would be acting on the consensus. The committee would be acting in the consensus of this council.
Thank you for the clarification.
Hold on, guys. We're getting a little crazy.
Thank you for the clarification.
All right, Mr. Carey, we had a question.
Thank you. The only fear where I'm trying to support this, but the fear that I have is that, for example, cultural arts and TECO, for example, these are the small groups that are and already have their budgets planned for October 1. And if putting it off, it may have some effect.
Okay, so that may be what you don't. Why you wouldn't want to vote for it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
okay.
saying. That
we've already argued about this. We're trying to clarify it, Ms. Grayson. For spay and neuter.
So you're saying, Mayor, that if, for instance, Mr. Allen and his committee went out and they said, you know, who there out there is willing to give some more money for spay-neuter so we can leverage the $150,000, and they didn't. They didn't come up with anything. We might want to reconsider our
right.
support for that because it
exactly.
didn't get any matching support out
exactly.
in the community.
That's the basic idea, that he would say, okay, we got a lot more money for seniors, okay, but we didn't get it for spay and neutering, so we want to spend it on seniors and not spay and neuter.
Okay,
okay,
thank you.
I mean, what?
Okay, simple. Okay, right now, the menu, are we voting on these?
No, we're not. We're voting on Mr. Allen's idea.
So while we vote on that idea before we pick the menu?
Because,
I mean, I just question.
Well, because that idea is the process that we need to come to terms with before we decide what is in the process.
I read ahead of the menu.
Okay, we'll vote against it, Mr. Atkins. That's fine if you don't. Okay. The process shapes the menu. Okay. So we got all that. Is any questions of clarification? Okay. Thank you. All right. All show of hands for people that are behind Mr. Allen's idea. Okay. And there are five of us, so that dies. Okay. Now let's go into this. All right. We got this. Now, so Sandy wants to speak first because she wanted to speak for a long time on this. But let me just craft this discussion so we're productive. What I would like us to do is to look at that straw man and tell the council what you don't like about it, okay? It might be 100% you don't like about it, and you want to add something more to it or different. And that way we can all kind of be looking at the same thing as we discuss it. Is that fair, Ms. Grace? Okay, please, go ahead.
Okay, AC, I wanted to ask you a question. If we went ahead and gave this money for the extra hours at the rec centers, would you then use those hours, those new hours, as your baseline as you started creating next year's budget?
It would be a beginning assumption that we would try to stay as a baseline because it's an incremental portion that is readily identifiable. If we're in a different budget situation and we're needing to cut back, then that could come back to you in the form of another bid to reduce those hours.
See, I was thinking, you know, basically I think in budgeting it's not a good idea to spend one-time monies on continuing expenses. That's why I was asking you, would you consider the additional hours as your beginning point for next time?
Because the nature of this revenue is somewhat one-time in that it is a single contract that we got, and we're unclear about just how that's going to be coming back or not. We styled it the way we did. But again, these are increments that we could present if the budget were to be going in a negative direction as an increment to be chosen by the council as a reduction.
But you wouldn't start out that way. You'd start out using it as your new baseline.
If there's sufficient money that we have going into the next year's budget, we would pretty much assume that it becomes a baseline.
Okay. Then, Mayor, I wanted to say I like it that staff does conservative forecasting. I like that a lot. I feel comfortable going up in front of my folks at budget time and saying that our staff used a very conservative kind of forecasting. And I think my folks like that, too. I wanted to say that I think that as we go through and consider these items, what we ought to do is fund the ones that help the greatest number of people. And I want to put in a plug for the animal services. I like your straw. I think it's very thoughtful, and I think I could probably support it. To me, money in spay neuter and in animal services is an investment. You know, you talk about the stray dogs in the southern sector. I don't have stray dogs in my district, but I know that's a real problem. But if we don't invest in spay neuter, then we're never going to get at the heart of this problem, which is we have to reduce the number of animals that are out on the street. So this is an investment. This is leveraging money. We talk about leveraging. Jerry's right. We should leverage money. That's how you leverage money. You invest and you use that investment and you leverage it so that eventually you have fewer stray dogs running around in your districts. And so I guess I would like to see more money in animal services. The other thing is that we have a new director there and we have a commission, and they are turning animal services around. For years and years and years, we have had problems there. They're turning this around. We can invest some money in this and help them continue to turn this situation around. That said, though, Mayor, I could probably support. I'd like to see 200, but I could probably support 150. I think that we ought to not do individual.
Where would you take the two, the 50 from? I'm just grabbing each person while we're talking.
I think that what we ought to do is we ought to not fund individual items
in arts,
okay. And that we ought to put those monies into things that were, you know, going to benefit greater numbers of people.
Okay.
However, I do like cameras. I might take a little bit away from cameras, but I still do like the idea of the cameras. I think it's a really good idea. So that said, that's kind of where I would move the
Great.
Money around.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Mr. Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And so I'm clear on your discussion. We're talking menu now. Is that okay?
We are.
Okay.
We
Thank
are.
You. I'm going to go down these in order. Let me not repeat, but emphasize something that Ms. Grayson brought up. The animal services investment is an investment in preventative health. This is a solvable problem. There are three zip codes that produce the most strays in the entire city. By focusing on those zip codes, we can significantly reduce this problem. And we do have stray dogs in East Dallas and rats and cockroaches and lawyers. Cato can give you the zip codes, but it's a pretty concentrated problem. If we combine that, I mean, these officers are not going to go out and just pick up dogs. They should also be checking to make sure that people aren't exceeding the maximum number of dogs in their households. There's a lot that goes into this, but this isn't a waste of one-time money. This is an investment in something that will have a return. Let me drop down to I'm going to take this one actually out of order. Let me talk cameras for a minute, colleagues. Let me first say that the record of success for surveillance cameras is decidedly mixed. I would encourage you to read up on this. There's significant disagreement about how well they work. The police are not asking for this. This is apparently a policy decision that we're making. I would also encourage you to look at the agenda for tomorrow, where we're proposing to buy surveillance camera trailers with federal dollars. I don't see a need to be putting the city's general fund money into surveillance at this point when we're leveraging these federal dollars. Let's go back to the funding for small arts, item C. If we focus all of our arts money in that process, then it's going to go through cultural affairs and I believe will be distributed more fairly than singling out a single group. So then one might rightly ask me, why do I want to fund saving Mr. Medellin's artwork? It's because it's a very small amount of money. DMPT Alonso has exercised great leadership on this and has noted that there are private groups already raising money for this. This is in the nature of a challenge grant. This accomplishes one of the goals that Mr. Allen has for this process, and so I would encourage you to support that. And Mr. Mayor, just to anticipate the question, if we hold off on the camera money because we are about to, I believe, tomorrow spend a lot of money on cameras, I would redeploy that entire amount to animal services. Thank you, colleagues. Appreciate it.
Ms. Monica.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Colleagues, I believe that when this was brought to us, they indicated for us to look at what was put forth to us by the interim city manager. And by the way, thank you all. And I think that we can't say enough thank you to our staff for working very hard on this. And it's about opportunities for making sure that slowly but surely we get to where we've been at one point, and that is making sure that we talk about it, as the mayor indicated, for us to talk amongst ourselves and as a group or individually and propose it to Mr. Allen, which we did. So basically we sort of did what was asked of us and we also have to get together and compromise, bring a consensus, and an understanding that by when the time we leave today, we'll be starting all over. But making sure that we provide an opportunity and get to hopefully slowly but surely, step by step, where we used to be before, because we're not anywhere near. With that, Mr. Mayor, as you talk about menu, as you talk about where we are, you pretty much compromised, I think, in that respect. One of the things that I wanted to share was the cultural arts programming. We said for small arts groups, and I think that Ms. Gates clearly defined it in the CPP and the CDP, and I believe that that would be inclusive, as Mr. Kingston indicated. And if we were to, I am proposing this menu that you provided, Mr. Mayor, as a starting point with, in Section C, as you indicated, for the cultural arts programming for the arts groups with $1 million or less in their operating budget, which are the CPP and the CDP cultural groups. For the amount that you proposed, but that would include TICO, so I'd ask if you add the $15,000 to the $220,000, so that would be $235,000. And that is what I'm recommending, along with everything else that you proposed, Mr. Mayor, because I think that in the end we all are have been talking about it and have been in parts of making sure that we're all as inclusive as possible. So I make that recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Alonzo. You said less than what? And I got that part.
Less than $1 million.
Less than $1 million.
Cultural arts programming with the arts groups with $1 million or less in their operating budget, which are the CPP and the CDPs. It's $220,000 that you recommended, so I ask that you put
$235,000. And good. Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor. Chief Brown, could you come up for just a second? I just need to ask you something. And while you're coming, let me see. One, how many cameras do we have currently downtown? That's one question that I have.
A little over 100.
We have a little over 100.
Yes.
And downtown is fairly safe now because of those cameras. Would you attribute that to helping us keep the crime numbers down downtown so we can keep people safe?
Our experience and anecdotal, we hadn't had any scholarly research, but if you look at the statistical reductions in crime in downtown since the cameras and before the cameras, a significant decrease after the cameras.
Significant decrease.
Yes.
Was your response. Okay. So cameras were a significant decrease.
Can I add this?
Yes.
Mr. Kingston is also correct that if you look at experience of law enforcement with cameras in other cities, the results are all over the place, depending on how they deploy, depending on whether or not they monitor. But Dallas's experience with cameras shows a significant decrease in crime and an effect on drug houses as well, as far as shutting them down.
So it's true to say that what Councilman Kingston has said is true.
Yes.
But what we are proposing and what has occurred as far as Dallas is concerned, that it helps us. It has factually helped decrease our crime.
And as a best practice, the city of New York is considered the safest city in the country statistically, and they have over 2,000 cameras.
Okay, they have over 2,000. All right, good point. Now, we are voting on some cameras, four cameras, and how much are the cameras that we're voting on tomorrow each, and the purpose of these stationary-type cameras?
Cameras are 12,000 each. I think
the ones we're voting on tomorrow?
Different amendments I saw. But one amendment was 200,000, I believe. One of the amendments.
Yeah,
for cameras.
Yeah.
No, Chief. He's talking about there's an agenda item for a purchase of the ones that are on the trailer.
The federal
money. Anybody got that number?
About 55,000, I think.
Okay.
Is that what I saw? AC per camera.
I believe.
Yeah.
Per trailer.
For the trailers. I'm sorry, for trailers.
Four,
is that right? 55,000?
Trailer.
That's right, 55,000 for trailers.
Okay, yes. So those, now, what's the purpose of those trailer cameras?
Create a mesh network. If you try to understand camera technology, like your cell phone. You have to try to create a network in order to ping the signals, in order to send that signal back to a central location to be able to monitor the video from the camera systems live.
Mm-hmm.
So that trailer system creates like a network that we can view camera footage live, real-time monitoring at a central location.
Now, of the cameras that we're purchasing tomorrow, how many of those four cameras, at what point will they be in District 4? What are the plans for those cameras in District 4? What are the immediate plans for those cameras in District 4?
Right, we have some special events that are coming up in November, the JFK 50, if we want to use it for that special event. But we also could and plan to use those for emerging crime trends and all over the city, which would include your district and other districts as crime trends emerge.
So once a crime trend comes, then one of those cameras could possibly be deployed
yes.
when there's a crime trend
yes.
in my district.
Yes.
So they are to serve all over the city, and we only have four of those
yes.
that we're purchasing tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, good. So those cameras. Now, how much are the single cameras that we're talking about?
That's the 12,000.
That's about approximately 12,000 per camera.
Yes.
And could those cameras be portable, or do they have to be like the ones?
They can be portable.
We're recommending they be portable
if we were to purchase additional.
So all over the city, if there's a situation like in Lake Highlands, where you had a situation last week, and I was saying, quote Jerry, but we could take some of these newly purchased cameras
yes.
and put in hot spots and utilize that camera, not permanently, just until we eradicate the problem.
And I would distinguish hot spots from emerging crime trends, because
okay.
hot spots are through analysis for chronic high crime areas. There's 27
right.
of those. The tag areas, as you see them, are the hot spots, the highest crime areas in the city over time.
And
emerging crime trends are things that pop up in your district or in your neighborhood that we have to do something immediately to do that may not be in a hot spot.
Now, we have how many hot spots identified?
27.
27 hot spots.
Yes.
And they are all over the city.
North and south.
So we will have 27 cameras, and some will be in 13, 11, 10, 4
at some point
in my area.
The way the hot spots end up playing out is that every district has at least one.
Now, let me ask this. I'm going to get to a close in a minute, but this is getting interesting.
Except for one.
All right. Now,
thank you.
If you had to say and suggest, how many hot spots would you say that I have in District 4? I mean, just about how many hot spots? You just hypothetically.
Three, I believe.
No, wait a minute. What three y'all talking about? Y'all must not be with me.
Emerging crime trends are hot spots.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to distinguish the lingo here.
I'm talking about where cameras could be utilized.
Oh, you have multiple areas in your district.
Okay, I have
right.
multiple
for emerging
areas
crime trends. Yes.
That if I had cameras, that could help us.
Yes.
And as chief of police and as chair of public safety, Mr. Cadane. Since you've said at this microphone that I have multiple areas, that goes to say that I need multiple cameras. Now, if we had multiple cameras, would it not be a fact, and I'm not trying to sound like a lawyer making my closing arguments, but would it not be a fact that if indeed we had these cameras that only cost $12,000 per camera, that our reduction in crime could see a reduction in crime, in which could make us, us much safer, and we could put more bad people in jail. We would have less drug houses and drug activity. We'd be able to track more of criminal activity if indeed we had these crimes in these cameras in 4 and in District 5 and in District 7 and in District 8, because I'm in District 6. Would it not be? Is that not a factual? I mean, what does it take for us to understand that if I got more than 20 seconds, would it not take for us to understand that if indeed at the end of the day, Mary, if we're going to be the safest city, and if we employ and put more money into things that's going to make us safe, since downtown has become an issue and a fact
that because of the cameras, crime is down. And if we had them in front of a drug house, that the people would not go there to buy drugs, nor would people sell drugs. And if we had them, we would have less people illegally dumping if indeed they pull up to Marcellus at I-35 going to the zoo. And if we had a camera there, they wouldn't throw the trash out on the freeway, and that's going to create us to send code enforcement out to have to pick it up and then keep people, to have people, dealing with living around trash.
Mr. Caraway, I think your point's well taken.
Can I
just ask you this?
Okay,
so what do you want to do with this straw man?
I want to make sure that and Chief, let me ask you this last one.
No, seriously.
No, I am. I just want to ask, would I be breaking the law? Excuse me, just one time. Would I be breaking the law? And I'm going to close with this one. If I took my truck, I just need to know if I'm breaking the law. If I took my truck and put 20 dogs on my truck and took them right out there to North Dallas and let them off, I want to know, would I be breaking the law? If maybe we need to do a transfer of where the dogs are coming from, since we don't have enough put. I just need to know if I'm breaking the law.
Not that I don't have enough trouble right now, but yes, you will be breaking the law.
All right. Mr. Caraway, I'm serious though. What are you suggesting? Are you on this, Ms. Alonzo? I need an answer while he's got the microphone. Are you comfortable with this straw man?
I'm going to be supporting Ms. Lunza, but I wanted to let Mr. Kingston have a rebuttal because I bought him up into this to a degree.
Well, can I hold his rebuttal in a second? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're okay with where we're going here?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Davis. We'll come back to Mr. Kingston.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. This is what I would like to see. Spayed and neutered 100. Can we put them out? Can we do amounts?
Yeah, please. I'm writing what different people are saying.
100,000. The emergency home repair for minor repair for seniors. 300,000. The small arts group. I would like that to go to 250. 15 for Tico and 15.
Okay, hold on. Just a second. We got the seniors from 280 to 300. Is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
And the small arts culture group, 250, and that includes 15 for the bathhouse and 15 for TECO.
Okay, so you're doing you're actually bringing the TECO up there, so I got 30,000 extra that has bathhouse and TECO in it.
Yeah, it is divided 15 and 15.
Okay.
And then let me just set this. Also, animal service, 100,000.
You already said 100,000.
Oh, okay, I said it. Okay. Mr. Mayor, on the community on the facade program, I'm going to get with Mr. Atkin and talk to him with economic development, because I have the Martin Luther King, the MLK facade. I had about $92,000 that they're using. This is some of my discretionary money for economic development from a couple of years ago. And that facade program is going so well on Martin Luther King. I need some additional money to finish up with some of the facade on Martin Luther King. But I'll get with Mr. Atkins and see if we can find some additional dollars.
Okay. Now, basically what you're doing is taking $50,000 from animal services, putting it to seniors, and the bathhouse, and you move Tico up there. I got it.
Okay.
I understand what you said. Mr. Allen.
And wait, I got one more, and I'll be finished, Mr. Mayor. And then on and then I had put on my the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. It's in
there was on
Madrona's district, but they need some carpet. So that's just something that, Mr. Madrona, we just need to talk about, where we can perhaps talk about the carpet for them. But it doesn't have to be one of those things we put out there, but it does need some carpet. Okay? And I think that is it for me.
Okay. Thank you for that concise point of view. Mr. Allen.
Real quick, I just want to make sure before I tell you where my numbers are at that I get some understanding. AC, only animal services, obviously for the last several years, we've heard the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again about stray dogs. So obviously whatever we're doing in those particular districts is not working because I hear this over and over again. What do you plan to do with this $150,000? Is it enough money? Because obviously this is not working, whatever is going on. So what do you plan to do with the $150,000? And do you need more money to cure so we can put an end to this conversation?
From my understanding, the while there's a lot of things that are still a problem with stray dogs, we are making progress, and with spay neutering, we're getting at the central cause of it. The $150,000 that was asked for, or the $100,000 that was asked for by the department, was to try to advance as much as anything else the spay neutering part of the program. In our conversations with them, there's been a lot with the discussion we've been hearing throughout the community with the council. We also intended to visit with them about upping some of their enforcement as well on pickups of dogs in these areas that were, you know, was cited as three zip codes that had a lot of those issues. So it's going to be a mixture, a balance of both of those strategies, and we anticipate that we will continue to make progress, but $150,000 is not going to solve the problem, and I don't know that I have an answer for you today as to what amount of dollars it would take to really make a tremendous difference in terms of eliminating that issue.
All those stray animals we pick up, how many days do we give them before we kill them?
Let Joey respond to that.
It's in state law that if an animal comes in and has tags or some sort of ownership markings on it, 3 days. I'm sorry, 10 days. 3 days if they don't have any markings.
Okay. On B, how many seniors are we looking at for 200? How much? What's the average fix-up rate on that? What's the average one? And is this strictly for seniors?
The program that we understand is being brought forward in terms of the allocation of monies would be targeted for seniors. Now, that's going to depend on the type of program that it's going to be implemented. There's been some conversation about whether or not our housing department would be implementing the program in which the focus on their particular program is a little bit more money for more substantial type of repair in the homes. The Community Council of Greater Dallas is another option, if you will, to have that done. Theirs is a much more limited type of scope in terms of just getting handrails, ramps, et cetera. And so depending on that direction as to what type of program, that would then obviously have an impact on the numbers of who could be helped.
How do you broadcast throughout the whole city, north versus south? How do you make sure the folks in the northern sector that have a need, they understand it? How do you get this message out?
Well, maybe Bernadette wants to speak to
that.
Right. There's a number of ways.
Okay.
You know, on the website, they have brochures that have different functions that you host in terms of town hall meetings, other meetings with neighborhoods. That material is passed out. And so they have an outreach program that really gets the word out. The bottom line for a lot of these programs, if not all of them, is that there's many more applicants than we have money for. And so in terms of outreach or advertising, that seems to be.
What about the number E on those recreation centers? When you do the 5 hours a week, 1 hour, whatever, 5 hours a week, what's your anticipated increased volume of people?
Boy, that's going to be something I need Parks to address, and Willis is back there. And if he could just push people out of the way to get up here quicker, that'd be helpful.
While he's coming up, I want to clarify this money for the emergency home repair for seniors goes where? No, to what? Where does it go?
Well, that's one of the questions. We wanted to make sure there was clarity from the council. We anticipated that it would be into the housing department to be administered as well as the other programs
Thank
that
you.
They have.
Thank you. I just wanted to get clear. Willis, question. On the rec centers, how many more people we?
So the 5 hours a week are basically Monday through Thursday, 3 days at 1 hour, 1 day at 2 hours. Will be dedicated primarily towards enhanced senior programming in the morning, so the hours will be added in the morning. It'll be an increase of approximately 10% of our attendance at each rec center.
How many people? How many? So this will be an hour for seniors that could come an hour later to play dominoes or bridge, whatever they're going to do.
Seniors like to come earlier than later. So instead of opening at 10, we would open at 9 at the centers. And it varies from center to center, but we think it'll be roughly a 10% increase over our current attendance.
And when, again, we don't know what's current attendance right now.
It differs from center to center. I can get that information for you.
Okay.
Can I jump in on that, Mr. Allen, before you move to the next point? Willis, I think, you know, this is a stickler of mine, okay, to make sure we know exactly how many folks we have in our rec centers, and when we do these things, does it increase?
Yeah, that was, to me, that's just $320,000 I'm not going to spend.
And so I really want to make sure we're tracking this and we get reports back.
We can do that.
Whatever we do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Allen. Appreciate that. Surveillance cameras, this goes back, Mayor, and again, I haven't backed the information on this thing and the processes that you go through. TxDOT and how we work with them. We got a zillion cameras, I suspect, that's out there. I use the word I suspect because I don't know. But I do know this. At the end of the day, I got nonprofits and corporations out in my neck of the woods got a lot of money. And their doors are being knocked on to get these cameras. And I've got kids. You had 45,000 kids that came out to your back school program, didn't you? Mm-hmm. And you're just as in much competition with TI and the rest of them to help those kids versus cameras. Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm just pointing that out on cameras, there's a bunch, TxDOT and the rest of them. It's back to what we was kind of talking about earlier about working as a team with all the folks that are out there. So, you know, one of these days we'll do that. I'll say this is what my recommendations would be. If it's about the animals, give them some money. On the senior home repair thing, I don't have a clue about all the federal money that's out there, all that's already going in, because we haven't discussed it, at least here quickly, in a sense. So I don't have a clue about it. But, you know, I'm going to make dadgum sure my people get their fair share of it, so I'm going to leave it in there. As far as the rec centers, I say move. We, you know, we don't have a clue on the numbers. You're going to move them up an hour. Well, they're going to go. The same people are going to be there. I've got the culture centers that are out there that needs repairs. They need more people. I got people are going 30,000 people going to the bathhouse, you know. And it's in disarray and stuff. How ridiculous then is this? So I'm saying move all $320,000 up to the cultural arts, stained glass windows and stuff. Hey, that's donation money. Somebody ought to donate that. TECO, that goes up into cultural arts because we're going to add $320 to it. And I do away with the $100 for the surveillance cameras because I think better and put that up there with the dogs. And give the dogs $250,000.
All right. So, animal services $250,000, and cultural arts you would make it $540,000.
Give them six. Excuse me. Yeah, that'd be
$540,000. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Allen. Mr. Cadane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll tell you, my sheet looks pretty much like what the top half of yours does. So. I'm in agreement with what you've got up there. At some point, I would like to see our libraries get a couple extra hours on Sunday, all of them. And we'd have to take away from some of those to do it. I think that I and K up there need to be moved to cultural affairs, and cultural affairs stay at the amount it is, and we pull them out of cultural affairs from the 220. Then I think maybe to bring up a little more money, we'd have to decide which ones we could take away from to make up for the libraries. But everything you've got up there is quality of life for the entire city. That's everybody. I mean, it's not just one district. The things you have there cover our entire city, and everybody gets quality of life from what you've got there. And I think that's where that money needs to go, where everybody has advantage. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Atkins.
Okay.
Chief Brown.
You know, we talk about cameras, and let me be go on a record. For the last 6 years, we had a hot spot.
Yes.
And while we're public safety, I kept on saying we need cameras at that particular hot spot.
Yes,
think everybody here on Charles area.
Yes.
Do we have cameras right now?
Yes, we do.
Right. And since
we've been on it for about a month or so, a little bit over a month.
When we put cameras there, did crime go down? Do we have an arrest at that particular location?
The early results, and it's very early, is that we've made some really good arrests based on the cameras' video footage.
Okay. And you look at the Charleston apartments, you know, those five units, which are very hot spot. I think District 13 hotspots greater than mine because we had a $1 million grant, and that $1 million grant went to District 13 because we was below them, above them, right?
Right.
Correct. So right now, are we in the process to put more cameras in that hotspot at Karen Wood?
The issues are with the cameras. We, if you recall, we got out of confiscated funds. It was a one-time $2.8 million confiscated fund purchasing those cameras along with other technology to help with crime reduction. And that amount funded the top nine hotspots, and then we got another donation from a private donor for the 10th hotspot. So
okay.
It's up to 10.
Okay. So,
so we have 17 outstanding.
We have 10 hotspots.
Thanks.
In the city of Dallas, that we can get federal money to pay for cameras, or how did that federal money come back with grant, and what part of town was those 10 hotspots?
Sure, these were confiscated funds that were seized monies from drug dealers, from drug transactions, drug cases. We made arrests, seized their money. And these seizures went to court, and the courts ruled that these funds were ill-gotten gains from the drug dealing, and we put those funds in our confiscated fund account.
Right.
And those areas where that $2.8 million confiscation went to the Five Points area, the Ross Bennett area, the St. Augustine Bruton area, Camp Wisdom Chaucer area, Webb Chapel, Timberline, Spring Valley, Preston, Forest Ardelia, Greenville, LBJ, and John West Buckner.
Okay. So
those are the top 10 highest, and we're just working our way down the list.
And so you said that with those cameras that we have, we're about to have a budget for, we'll increase the safety overall in the city of Dallas, not just in Southern Dallas, but overall in the whole entire city.
That's our premise, yes, and that's been our experience as well.
And the reason why I say these cameras, Mayor, I went to Taipei recently. And then when you go to Taipei, you don't see that many officers, you know, out there. What do you see? You see cameras. And one thing that when I went to the council there, Mayor, and those council members said, you look at this. You know, we sit back here, and we look at the cameras, and we're arresting people by looking at the cameras.
Yes.
And there, Taipei is about the same amount of people in City Dallas. It's 1.4 million resident in Taipei, but it's 5 million people who come there every day in and out. And those cameras is a great vehicle. We need that all over. So I'm going to keep those cameras, and I feel like we need $100,000. Great. Let's give us 8 cameras. The mayor, on Passion by Growth South, you know, we said why do we have X amount of dollars gross sound? I'm looking at $100,000 or $200,000 of gross sound. And the reason why I say that, Jerry, you know, and you are part of the my team, you know, we match up a council member from North Dallas with a Southern with South Dallas for 2.5 years. So we had a look how North Dallas operate, how South Dallas operate. I had Linda Krug was one of my partners. Also, Mitch Rezanski was one of my partners. I went to their neighborhood. They went to my neighborhood. And we had 270 business professional people who gave 2 years of their time to make sure we would pull the city together, all over, very diverse, to put it together. And when they put 2 years together, we had many chairs on those committees. Bob Simpson of many chairs on the committee. One thing we did not have a budget line item for Southern Dallas. And a whole lot of people said, why we didn't have a budget? There was no money. And we worked on volunteers. But when those volunteers came together and we had a debate 4 or 5 years ago that we asked for $2.5 million to put a line item for Southern Dallas, we got zero money. And when we got zero money on the budget, we found a way, Jerry, by leverage money for other business people to come in, and we still got programs going. If we're going to grow our city and grow our city strongly, between 15% of the property value in Southern Dallas and 85% in North Dallas. Again, 85% of our property value is in North Dallas and 15% in Southern Dallas. If we don't put and send a message to the people in Dallas that we got to raise our property tax, and there is not a line item of budget said, the city of Dallas in their budget, they don't say nothing, said gross south. I don't care if it's 1 cent. We got zero. Anything we talk about gross south or Southern Dallas, there's zero line item. Now, you look at Uptown. How you live Uptown was a minority district when the same people was there. We had public-private partnership. We had TIP. Look at the Crescent. We look at the downtown and the Crown Park, Crown 1 Deck Park. We got to find some kind of way to send a message to those investors that the city of Dallas is going to increase the property value, the tax base, and we are looking at it. We want to market our neighborhood, the Lancaster Corridor, Bishop Art, Fair Point. But when the people look at this, say, what are we doing to grow Dallas? And we talk about Southern Dallas. We talk about Southern Dallas, North Dallas. We're talking about East, West, North, and South, and West Dallas. But we are not sending a message to the taxpayers and say, hey, we need to put money and grow South. And when the mayor go out there and try to leverage money, he would talk about grow South. And when they look on the internet, they say, is there a line item? They call on the phone and say, do you have any money in the bucket for grow South? The answer is no. Yeah, we got money spread all out. But it's not a line item that said we got some money in grow South. And we're going to grow this city. And we grew it a long time ago, before 14-1 and 9-1, and there was not an urgent to support the Southern Dallas because we did not have a diversity at the city of Dallas way back 45, 50 years ago. Now, we need to change that. We need to get on the bandwagon, and we need more money for the ambulance service, the seniors, the art district. We got to grow Southern Dallas, and that's why I put $200,000, whatever, and grow South. So when the mayor go out there and ask for money, they understand that the city of Magic, I mean, mayor, you got to ask for money. That's what it is. But when I was there, we had zero money. We always had zero money for Southern Dallas. And you're not going to grow South without any money there. So I'm just like,
so
just
saying what do you want to do with
put $200,000 to grow South and $100,000 cameras. And that's my.
And where do you take it from?
You can take it from the rec center.
Thank you.
Because I've been
Thank
in
you.
My district.
Got it. Rec centers go away and you put it down there. Okay, got it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 11:30, all right? I'm trying to power through this to get it done by 12. Okay, that's everybody's objective. We can do this as a team or we can not make that time. We got Mr. Medrano, Ms. Gates wants to speak. Mr. Kingston and Mr. Carraway want a second round. I've got an idea to kind of call the question, but I want to make sure everybody has a chance to speak. I just want to be real clear in the timing. Mr. Medrano.
Okay. Let's go down. Animal Services, $200,000. Parts, $300,000. Leave Rec Center is the same. And whatever's left, that's, I think it's 290 seniors to the emergency home repair.
I'm sorry, you would take it away from the seniors?
No. Whatever's left.
All right, let's say it again. You just added $150,000 to Animal Services, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was your second point?
Arts.
Arts, you did what to?
$300,000.
You add $80,000 to arts, right?
And then, yeah, Rec Center stays the same.
Okay.
And then whatever's left of that, which I believe is...
$130,000. Where would you take the $130,000 from?
And that's $290,000. To the seniors. And that's everything, right? Okay.
No, you didn't answer my question. You've increased animal by 50 and arts by 80. So that's $130,000. What are you going to take away from?
Oh, up here?
Yes.
The cameras.
Everything he didn't list.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was just in my four. But the cameras, the Tico, and I think it's I. Because I just had A, B, C, and E. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Okay.
From IJK Goalways.
Yeah, he just redid it.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Mr. Medrano. Go away. Okay. All right, Ms. Gates.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I didn't hear Ann say it last year, but what was the word you said? She said this was a silly process or crazy process. I think I might have to agree with this, that we're spending, I don't know, at the end of the day, 4 or 5 hours on $1 million. I would go with my recommendation had some money to go back to the reserves initially. It doesn't look like we're going to do that. So I would keep the animal services at 150. I would rate. I have a little concern about the seniors. Actually, I'd recommended $300,000 for that. But I do want it clarified because when I spoke with the seniors commission, the commissioners, they wanted to go to the Community Council of Dallas as a grant that would be administered through them, not through our budget and not through our housing.
That's why I asked the question.
So I would like that clarified. I would like, and I think that's, if it's one-time money, it's a grant, and that way it's not becoming part of our budget. I would like to see it spent, and I called them last week, and that's the way they interpret it, that it would go to the Community Council of Dallas, and they had people that could do the repairs for discounted rates, and they felt like they could do it efficiently. The cultural and arts, I would take the TECO is part of that, so I would increase that to 350 or even 400,000 for the small arts group, but take out the 250 just because some of the groups are larger than 250, but they're still the small arts groups. I would not, I think the private money could come from the public art. I 350 is what I had. So then I was at
350. So where's the money coming from?
Well, I would not do the stained glass or the their surveillance cameras. I'm not hearing that the police are asking for them. Can I clarify, Dr. Chief Brown? I mean, so I would take that off. Yeah.
350.
I put TECO in, so I upped it to the arts to 400 total. And I would take not cameras, but the room. And so I would have 150 to animal, 300 for seniors, arts program 400 total. I would hold off on rec centers now, and I would put the rest towards. I would like to know specifically where you'd be spending the money in Grow South, but just Grow South, not cameras.
Yeah. So the big number is rec centers.
Yes.
That's what it
was. Right now, so it's operational. Because one of the concerns I had is if we put this in the budget, does that become the base budget for next year? That's another. Yes. Sorry. And maybe I wasn't paying attention when you were answering the question earlier, but are the police asking for cameras at this point?
No, we wanted to, beginning, use confiscated funds for $2.8 million for the top 9 hotspots.
Right.
Then we said we wanted to leverage private partnerships for the additional hotspots through
Better Dallas, right.
Or CFT or other private partners who could leverage the $2.8 million and finish out the other 17, 18 hotspots for a total of 27. In addition, have a pool of cameras in addition to those that could be deployed to emerging crime trends in all the districts. And then Mr. Carraway is asking for, and I think others are mending, asking for other general funds to be dedicated there. But we've, from the very beginning, said we'd like to leverage the $2.8 million confiscated funds against private partners from the very beginning.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So second round, Mr. Kingston.
I'll keep it brief, Mr. Mayor. I really appreciate it. I diluted my message, and that's just my fault. My main point is we're buying cameras tomorrow unless you guys vote against it, and I don't anticipate that's going to happen. So the point is we got that covered. Let's cover something else. That's all I had, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston. Mr. Carraway.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that, too, Mr. Kingston.
Mr. Mayor.
Let me, and Chief, you may want to come back up. And I'm going to be pretty quick. Mine is dealing with cameras. One, I want to, while Chief is coming, I do want to sanction what Mayor Pro Tem Atkins said as related to the rec centers. There are 14 rec centers. How many rec centers do we have all over the city? And we're only going to raise the hours for 14. And when we raise the hours on the rec centers, being the ones in each council district, I mean, you know, we're going to raise the rec center hours, raise them across the board, and let's do that at that particular point. So I'm going to target on the $320,000 to replace and put somewhere else.
Are you changing your point of view?
No, I'm just making sure.
No, you didn't tell.
Yeah, no, no.
Okay, this was you.
Yeah, this is me. Yeah, yeah. So, no, hold on. I'm going to tell you where to put it. And Chief, let's go back to what we were talking about the cameras. Is it possible that we could take, how many cameras do we have downtown?
A little over 100.
And Council and Mayor, I just want to know, could we borrow 20 of those cameras from downtown to put in areas in our Pleasant Groves? And
Ms. Carraway, we're changing strategy. I'm
not
trying
I'm
to do budget.
Strategy.
You really are.
Well, I beg to disagree. I mean, I'm not changing the strategy. I'm pushing for cameras, and we're saying that we're not going
to
put
cameras. I know we're trying to figure out how much we spend, not where we spend
okay,
them.
Okay, all right. Well, I just need to know if we can borrow 20 of those cameras from downtown. Then
they're fixed.
They're fixed downtown. All right, that's very important that they're fixed. All right, so I'm going to keep the 150 for the animals. I want to agree with Ms. Gates about increasing seniors. I think it's very important, so I want to put 20 more thousand there and agree with Ms. Gates with that. I would like to take, of the 320,000, I would like to put 150,000 more into cameras. I represent an area, and I'm telling you all as a representative, what is needed in my area to keep my citizens safe. And to hear that, not that I'm just saying I'm putting my money.
But you already told me one, so this is different. That's all I'm saying.
This is different. This is from hearing further discussion.
Okay.
It's different. I didn't know people felt that way about cameras. Hell, I got to make my area safe.
So let's do it real quick so I understand this. Animal service goes from what to what?
You leave it where it is.
Thank you. Seniors goes what?
To 300,000.
Thank you. Next.
No.
Cultural arts.
And cultural arts, I'm going to keep it where it is.
Okay.
All right. I'll take the 15,000 from DECO, and you're wanting this for this guy. Are we talking about putting this up to cultural arts, the windows, or just leaving it separate?
I'm leaving it separate.
You're leaving it separate. All right, Ms. Gates, you said that we could put it up to I'm just asking for clarity. I'm trying to coalesce.
I know we're not trying to coalesce right now. I just need your point of view.
I'm giving you my point of view.
Rec centers goes away.
Rec centers goes away.
Thank you.
Okay? Now, as I was saying, this $25,000, you suggested that we put it up in cultural arts or for it to go away, Ms. Gates?
No,
so it goes to cultural arts. So that's why I'm trying to put it up to cultural arts. I'm trying to make sure it has a chance to breathe. Put TECO up into cultural arts and put the rest back into these cameras.
Okay. $320 goes to cameras.
No. I just took some of the money out of that, Mayor.
I misheard you then.
Okay, that's what I'm trying. If you didn't let me say what I'm trying to say, you won't mishear me.
All right,
150 to the animals, 20 more thousand to the seniors.
Got it.
Keep the cultural where it is, but with the addition of adding TECO and the arts.
That's fine. I got that.
Up into cultural arts. Now I got what I got. I got.
You got 300,000.
Put me 150,000 down into these cameras.
Yes, and then where's the other go?
Hmm.
I didn't think I misheard you.
Yeah, you did.
All right.
Now, wait a minute. Hold it now.
Let's figure out. We'll come back to you. Ms. Davis, anything else? We'll come back. Figure it out.
I'm not through.
I know, but.
But I want,
we're not doing it real time.
Gross out. Give me a chance to tell you what I wanted.
Tell me.
Gross out.
Okay, thank you. 150 gross out. Thank you. Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mayor. Let me just go back and. Mine's $100,000 for animal service.
I've already got you.
Okay. Well, I've changed some things. $200,000 for my seniors. And then the only change that I want to make is add an additional 100 to gross out. That's it.
Well, where's the 100 going? You're taking it?
The rec centers. I'm not going to do the rec centers.
Well, you got a lot more than $100,000 to spend.
Well, I got 100. I got 100.
320 is the rec centers are 320 or zero.
With zero.
Okay, and then so where did you spend in the other?
I'm putting 100 in cameras.
Yeah.
220 in gross out.
200 in gross south. Okay. 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 That helps me. Thank you. Mr. Kleinman.
Thank you, Mayor. I just have to advocate against this gutting of the rec centers. They have not been restored to even the pre-recession hours that were out there before. So you can just put at least somebody's going to check the box, 320 for rec centers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kleinman. Ms. Grayson. I'm not doing names. I decided I would just... I was, but not names. I was doing ideas. What was your idea? What should I scratch? What is Mr. Medrano? Because I thought it was the arts. I thought you put all that in arts. Somebody else said, say that again, so I make sure I capture it. Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Okay. This is now going to get sloppy, but it's been sloppy up to this point, so just going to continue to be sloppy. But that's all right. That's how we do it. Well, it is. It's just everybody's doing, you know, a lot of different things. But that's okay. That's all right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a straw vote for that straw man up there. Okay? I'm coming back to Mr. Carraway that 8 votes carries this. Okay? All right? And so if we don't get 8 votes, we're going to move on to the thing that might get 8 votes, okay? And we'll kind of go that way, all right? So, not that this is perfect. I'm just trying to coalesce. Do we have 8 votes around this idea right there? All right, show your hands if you support. All right, so we only have 3, okay? So we have 3. Now, let us... Now I do need you up here. Yeah.
So please, let's do Mr. Medrano's, what you just said, okay? Put that one up there again. Oh, good. We're doing it real time in Excel. Okay. And then, and nothing else, right? That's good. All right, do we have a show of hands? Do we have 8 votes for that? Okay. 3, 4, 7. And we do not have 8 votes for that. Okay? All right.
I don't have no cameras in there.
Okay, good, good. No, no, this is, let's do this. This is good. All right. Now, as you just saw right there, all right, it's going to be very difficult for any one person to get any of their small amendments through. Okay? So, now let's work off. We got, that's good. We got 7 votes there. Okay? Now, Mr. Carraway is saying, you're breaking my heart because you don't have cameras there. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? So, you might have gotten a couple of votes in there. Is there, do you want to make an amendment off of that, Mr. Carraway, specifically?
Give me some cameras, and I might be satisfied.
At expense of what?
Which one? $150 for animal services, $300 for the seniors, $225 for the arts,
$320
for the rec centers.
And you said you wanted to put these up here and $100 for the cameras.
And $100 for the cameras.
And the other two.
And the other two, $25 and $15 go up to the special.
$250 for the arts. No, you did $250 for the arts.
Yeah.
All right, where did that stop? Okay, everybody stop for a second. What are we doing back here? What are we doing? Please, let me just take... What are we doing? Who are you listening to? You don't. Until I say this is what we're up there. Don't be doing this real time, okay? I'm not trying to criticize you. I just want to try to organize this, okay? So... Is who, Mr. Carraway?
Take 100 from the rec center and put it in the gross.
We can't do that unless
okay.
We're saying we got less than 14. If you want to give up your rec center hours, I bet somebody will do that.
Whatever. I'll leave you just like you got.
Okay. All right, that's fine. But so we got 150, 300 for seniors, 225 for cultural arts. $320 for rec centers, $100,000 for cameras.
And
okay?
How much am I missing?
Anything? You're missing.
Put in the cultural arts. Put 25 back into the cultural
arts. It's 5,000. It's 5,000. 230. Okay. We've got a suggestion up here. Okay? Do we have a show of hands that how many people would support this? Okay? Please show your hand. Okay? We'll just.
Yeah.
All right, we got 1, 2, 3. You don't not supporting?
Well, that's okay.
No,
understand.
That's all right. What do you mean you don't understand? It's right there.
No, because what I'm saying, Mr. Mayor, is this: of the arts and culture is worth $250,000. You said $220,000.
You mean how we're going to spend?
I said the bathhouse and TICO.
I'm sorry. Your question is how we would spend that money. Or how much money is it?
I was spending.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's go with the amount first, and then we hold your point and saying I want to know how it's being spent. But as what it's being spent, how much spent? Do you support that?
That's my only concern, and I'll go with the two. I had said earlier, 15 for TICO and 15 for the bathhouse. Where is it?
I don't. It theoretically, right now, it's part of 225, but that's another issue. How we spend it. We're 15. Put 15. Put 240 there. Put 240. Okay. All right. We got it working now. All right. Let's do this again.
Ms. Davis is asking a question, how would we spend the money of the $240? I'm asking the question, is that how we want to allocate the money right now? Okay? The show of hands for people that would support the money being spent in this area. Show of hands, so I can count. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So what is option two? Let's go back to option two. That had 7.
So we just got thrown out with the cameras. The southern sector just got thrown out of the cameras.
No, let's
trash just staying out there.
Okay. All right. So is there anybody else? I asked Mr. Carraway, and he made a recommendation. He lost a vote. Is there anybody that sees option two that didn't vote for it that would want to vote for it if they got something? Anybody? Ms. Gates? Mr. Allen? What?
I vote for 2 and 3.
What else?
I would say animal services 150 and do gross out. And if it's gross out, the way gross out was to put the animal, but if it was to put the animal, you got some flexibility.
And the only way we're going to grow south first is that we clean it up. And you don't clean it up with
your
cameras.
You're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir.
I got to tell you, nobody's going to bring no investment to grow south if we don't clean it up first.
I think we just got to.
They're going to put their money into it.
I'm sorry. Please, guys. I think there were two people. What did you just say? Let's revisit option two. Show of hands, people supporting it. Okay. All right. We've got it. That's our plan. Now, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna have mayor's prerogative. Okay. Here in this. What? We got a vote. Excuse me. Before I do mayor's prerogative, I want to answer your question, Ms. Davis, about how this money is spent. Okay. There was a motion on that this goes to small arts organization, which means under $1 million. I think it is the spirit of this group that they would like to support TECO and the stained glass in some fashion. In the bathhouse. Thank you, Mr. Cadane. In the bathhouse. Those are the three things that have been in this group. So, you got that?
Yes.
Okay. What? Okay, so we've got that. That's what we'd say to the Catchall Arts. Now, I'm going to take mayor's prerogative. These, Chief Brown and Ryan, okay? Ryan's not here, okay? This camera thing is a major policy issue. I think we all understand that $100,000 here or there is not going to make significant difference,
right.
But we need to get aligned on this,
yes.
Because, you know, how big is your budget?
$400 million.
$400 million, okay? Somehow, we're not listening to you correctly on where your priorities should be on strategies.
Yes.
Okay? I know we've got this thing, I talked to AC about it, that cameras have been coming from...
Confiscated fund,
okay? I, for one, have some passion around this issue, like Ms. Grayson spoke about, Mr. Carraway and other people. I think there's some sense there. I would like to see in a briefing how you would do cameras,
right,
use cameras in the most productive fashion, and what are you choosing to do as opposed to cameras, so we can have that discussion.
Yes.
Because I don't want
Great.
This to die. Great. Because we didn't put $100,000 in cash.
In context.
I have said as a
Mr.
representative.
Mr. Carraway,
understand
I'm
that,
not Mr.
But
Brown
I understand
speaking.
That, but I'm letting you all know that you are putting the citizens in the southern sector last. Why do we always have to be studied?
Mr. Carraway.
The town has cameras, and then we get in here and we completely take them out of the deal.
Ms. Carraway.
I'm still
Mr.
My
Brown.
Rant.
And let me insert here as part of the discussion for you all to digest as we bring a briefing to you about a comprehensive camera plan for the city. Is as we grow the department's personnel, hiring more officers, the efficiency of cameras to provide boots on the ground efficiencies. Is the balance that we want to try to reach as we grow.
We got to vote on one other item.
As we grow. So
thank
we'll
you.
Bring that to you. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, please. Okay, now we have another item to vote on, and that is We've got, yes, Ms. Davis. It's right there. Option two, Ms. Davis. It would not, we haven't voted on it, first of all. It's a straw man, okay? But $200,000 to animal services, $290,000 for seniors, $300,000 for cultural arts, including those things we talked about, and $320,000 for rec centers. Now, we have one more item to discuss, and that is how we're going to use the 3% for the increase in civilian pay and civilian employees. I'm going to just cut to the chase here. I'm very passionate about this issue. I don't believe we should hire city managers if we tell them how to spend their money, okay, for employees. So that's my point of view, but I know that other people disagree with this, okay? And I'm just going to see if we got a quick vote here, if we go one way or the other. So I'm going to, show of hands, I'll let everybody vote on either option. All in favor of doing 3% merit increase, raise your hand. What?
Just make sure they understand what merit means.
Okay. It is the recommendation of the city manager. Okay? Whatever, the city manager is saying that 3% will be allocated to merit increases. The alternative is across the board, everybody gets the same. Okay? Everybody that is in favor of merit increases, please show your hand. One.